This is the SML Podcast.
There you go.
We had to get Jordan to do it so that we could actually start the damn show for once.
Well, she wanted to be involved.
Well, thankfully she helped instead of you sitting there like, oh, I'm waiting for a break.
Well, I'm waiting for you to shut the fuck up.
I'll break your face. How about that? Because this is episode 101 of the SML Podcast. I am Joe.
I'm Chris. And third person.
I started talking. Come on. While you were talking.
I heard nothing.
I'm Pappy. And I have timing problems.
Yeah. Look at that. His first chance to introduce himself on the show.
And he did it last week.
No, it wasn't like official, was it?
It was more official than regular because Norg did it.
Yeah. True.
Anyway, more official than it'll ever be again.
Yeah. Apparently, you just have to get Norg to do it for you every single time.
Yeah.
Giggity.
That's good stuff. Anyway, two special guests on the show today, and I'm too lazy to introduce people. So, guys, say hi.
Hi. Adam Rippon from Choice Provisions and Muteki Corporation. I did the Dragon Fantasy games. I was on the show a while back. And just released with my team a game called Woe Dave. And my very good friend,
Mike Micah, who is, I'm from Other Ocean. I was going to go all third person. Who is this guy who's been doing Other Ocean? I just got done with the game iDarb, hashtag iDarb. And I've worked on so many games, I'm just too tired.
It's very exhausting to work on as many games as you've worked on. I mean, the amount I've done has almost killed me. I mean, look how bald I am now.
Is that from the game making?
Yes, it's from the game making.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Then why the hell am I bald?
You make games. It's just they don't get released to the public.
What game? No, you just played Adam's games. That's what it seems like.
My games made people bald.
Yeah. Thanks,
that's
Adam.
A really good endorsement. Go out there and get Adam's games.
Oh my god,
go bald.
That's a really good idea. Doing
yeah, and then you could turn around and then play iDarb, and then it'll grow your hair back, but just not in the place where it was lost.
Yeah, you're like a chia
pet. Not in the places you want.
It's all back hair.
In the most awkward of places.
It's like behind your
nose,
kneecap.
Your ears.
Like, God.
Which... Yeah, and they're looking at me, that'd be true. The nose and the ears is where that... Yeah,
pretty much.
That's what my games do.
I wasn't going to say it, but...
We're happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So people who have been longtime listeners have heard Adam on the show before, and we have shared stories of his past where he worked on a game called Little Nicky for the Game Boy. And it just so happens that Mike is also... part of that group?
Yeah, Adam and I were the engineering team / design team on that game.
Yep.
Which
my first job in games.
Yeah, and like when just hearing the name Little Nicky makes me laugh because that was probably one of the most fun, absurd, stressful projects I've worked on. And even now, like people ask me about that game probably more than anything else because it's not a great game, but it's just totally absurd and stupid.
Yeah. And it was the most... You know, I certainly loved working on Dragon Fantasy and Woe Dave and whatnot.
But, ding ding. Woe Dave.
Yeah, ding ding. Yeah. I think I get 50 cents every time I say the name. Little Nicky was the most fun I ever had working on a game. It was so just goddamn weird.
And it's bonkers because there's one of those things where we're flying under the radar. The publisher just clearly didn't care.
Mm-mm.
And so we took advantage of that because, like, well, let's just throw in pineapples going up Hitler's ass.
Yeah.
And it's like, it works.
You know what? I thought it was always going to be like that, you know?
Yeah, that's the wrong way to really introduce you in the games. You're like, oh my God, this is like how it's done.
I get to shoot arrows out of a dog's dick.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Career started.
Yeah.
So, I need to find a copy of this fucking game and have you guys sign it.
It's our secret thing, right? Like we're just talking about it so much that the value goes up. Like, yeah. Like, and even though it's all, the joke's on us because we don't get anything for it.
I actually own every single copy of it, so when I sell it on eBay, I get a lot of money.
Nice. Yeah, that stash.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and find a copy of it on eBay. Don't be surprised when you get like a packaged envelope with a little Nicky game in there, God. And just be like, signature.
Can you please sign?
I'd just be worried because people found out that I made it. There, where are they? Who sent this to me? Should I be worried?
You got doxxed by the internet.
I got G doxxed or GB doxxed or whatever.
Oh Jesus! Postal service.
So it's obvious that we're here to talk about Little Nicky today.
Obviously.
Yes.
Because there are no other games that have recently come out or are coming out that you guys are affiliated with besides Little Nicky, obviously.
Well, that's supposed to be a joke. It's really Little Nicky 2.
Which we're working on right now. Listen, if they made a Little Nicky 2 movie, I would probably attempt to try and cosplay as Nicky.
Really? I would probably try and burn down every movie theater.
Why? I love that movie. I don't give a shit.
We have different tastes, sir. And I'll leave it at that.
Listen, any movie where there's a legitimate role for Ozzy Osbourne, I'm already interested.
Or Kevin Nealon with tits on his head.
Exactly.
And that's in the game. That's what's so awesome about it. It's in the game. It's in this children's game.
Yeah. How did you get that in the game?
I would rather play the game.
It's like boobs. It's in the game.
I don't know how we got any of that stuff past anybody.
Well, they didn't. That's the thing. They didn't look.
Yeah.
And it wasn't our job to tell them to look. So we ended up putting in things like Regis Philbin, shirtless with a baseball bat, beating the crap out of you as a mini boss. Yeah. So like that, which is like, I'm sure his likeness cost $5 billion, at least probably. Back in that day.
Yeah.
Now maybe a little less. But then there's like Ozzy Osbourne's in it. Like we had Chud, which had nothing to do with Little Nicky in it. That's owned by somebody.
Yeah. Did we actually call them Chuds?
In the manual, it's C period, H period, U period. Amazing. When we explain what they are, I think we describe in the manual, we don't own this.
The manual, like, hey, we just got away with copyright infringement. Enjoy.
I don't know about you, but I kind of want to hear more about this shirtless Regis beating people with baseball.
Oh, it was awesome because we were actually struggling to get bosses in the game. Mm-hmm. And so you just... I don't know if Regis was even in the movie. He was. He's he was not. In the script.
Yeah, I think he was, at the very least, he was in the screener copy that we got like before the movie came out.
Yeah, we got a work print and we got a screenplay. And the screenplay, okay, and let's just rewind just 1 second. You know, people will be like, why would you do a Little Nicky game? The screenplay was really funny.
And the work print was pretty good.
And the work print was pretty good. And then you go to the theater and you see something that doesn't look like any of that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I started to learn about the Hollywood process. But Regis Philbin was in the original script. Mm-hmm. And he actually has the line we used in the game, which is like, you know, you do something, you tick him off, and then he just flips out and he starts screaming like, is that your final answer, with a baseball bat, and starts whacking the crap out of you. We're like, this is a great mini boss, let's do this. And like, and if that was in the movie, maybe it is and I just suppressed it, but if that was in the movie, like, why, everybody should have loved it then, right?
No, so it definitely wasn't in the movie. I know that movie like the back of my hand,
which is kind of sad when you think about it.
I don't give a shit.
Well, I remember, like, they have, like, I don't know if it was Church's Chicken that ended up being it, but for a while, Popeyes. The one line was like, Popeye's chicken, finger licking.
Yeah. Popeye's chicken is the shiznit.
Yeah. And Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome. Yeah. And I say that every time I go to Popeye's chicken to this day.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Well, even still, like, to this day, when I see something crazy, I still do the, now that is some straight up David Copperfield shit.
See, that's good.
Like there's that.
I went down there.
And this, the same scene where he drinks from the, well, he's trying to get him to drink from the flask, and he's just like, super devil juice, give me that. Like, I just, like, super devil juice just sounds like the most ridiculous thing ever.
And oh, my Lord.
And then even still, like, if someone tries to, you know, do something that I don't approve of, just be like, get that crap out of here.
It was like, and I can't believe we're having such great memories about this game, but it's true. And it was like, all that stuff was there, and like, we felt really proud of it. Like, we did the game really short in a short time, and the quality for what the time was, and it's like, that's the way I wish you could ship on the back of a box. It's like, you're buying this game, just know it took 5 weeks to make. You know? Give us $60. Yeah. You know? That's how every movie game should be. Just to give you context. But it was really fun to do, and the whole process was great. We got to work with Sandler and his guys directly. Mm-hmm. I remember we went down to L.A. and met at the Sony lot, and we were talking with those guys, and they showed us a bunch of the early scenes, and we're in this like really crowded room. We had probably two or three of us showed up from Digital Eclipse at the time.
Yeah, I wasn't actually there yet.
Yeah, you weren't there yet. And then they had Ubisoft, who's the publisher, brought 25 people from France because I think they wanted to meet Adam Sandler.
Oh, God.
And then we had to go into an editing room that was probably 5 by 5 feet, and everybody tried to fit in. And I remember I'm in this room and I'm here with one of my comedy heroes and like that. And there's the director, Steve Brin or Brill or whatever his name was. And we're sitting there and I had to fart so bad. Yeah. And we're in the containment unit, right? Where it was where the magic happens. And it was and I remember I would later describe it as it was either I farted or I shit my pants. I had to release something. The pressure had to come off. And so I just there was nothing I could do. But the beauty of it is you have 25 plus people in this little room. Who was gonna own up to that? There's no way you could say it came from over there because it's in the whole little place here. So
hey, it's obviously
it was rancid.
The French
everybody
guys.
You can see on their face.
Yeah, you just blamed it on the French.
I did. I actually just somebody looked at me and I kind of nodded my head to the left to where all they were. And it's and it seemed like it was an accepted thing. It's oh, of course.
Oh, okay. Naturally. Yeah, they're French. They do that. That makes sense.
I would just blame it on Sandler. Sandler farted.
No, I was hoping that I could cultivate a relationship with that guy, and I didn't know where he stood on farts and whatever. But
I think it's pretty
judging
clear.
By his movies. I'm going to say he's a big fan.
I couldn't imagine Sandler not being a fan of farts.
Yeah, I mean, without farts, I don't know how much of a career he would have had at the beginning.
Yeah, well,
but every comedian farts are like the hamburger helper of comedy, right?
Having sat through. Jack and Jill, I can say that he's not only a fan of farts, but he's a huge fan of shit.
I did not see that one.
I like Adam Sandler. I really do respect when he tries, but I can't fault the guy for saying, fuck it, give me money, because Holly was just saying straight up, here's $50 million. Whatever.
Yeah. Hang out with your friends on film.
If I could just tomorrow lazily make a game that I know is a total piece of crap, but get $200 million for it,
it's hard
to say no.
Yeah.
Zing. Yeah, I have too much respect for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, hey, sorry guys, this is a total turd, and I understand that. But I'm gonna get on my yacht now, so whatever.
Yeah. Go hang out with Notch.
Yeah. I was just gonna say I'm gonna go buy a house next door to Notch.
Yeah. The guest house.
Yeah. Do you see there were pictures of his housewarming party that I guess our invitation is still in the mail.
If we didn't move offices last week, I bet I would have got one. I figure.
Yeah. I'm assuming my invitation went to the Mutecki office and
mail there. All that aside, yeah, it looked great and I'm sorry Notch I couldn't show up.
Yeah.
I really wanted to be there.
I'm sure our podcast invitation that just got held up too.
No, they actually sent it.
You know,
They sent it to the MAGFest screening panel, and then they were they were like, oh, well, they're going to get it because they're not going to get a panel.
It's just such BS, and I blame the Postal Service really in all this, but, again, we all would have loved to have been there supporting our friend.
Yes, a very close, dear personal friend.
Yeah. And if he's listening, I still want to move forward on that project I pitched him.
Mm. If he's listening, I'm still hoping for that tweet about the Minecraft chapter in Dragon Fantasy 1.
That's neither here nor there, really.
Yeah.
No. Speaking of stuff in Dragon all about him Fantasy, right now. We're still waiting to hear on that bass fishing challenge in Dragon Fantasy.
So, Adam, are you still telling people you're going to do that?
I think the only time I told anybody that was this. And we were talking about the fishing game in Little Nicky.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turned into we need to have a boss battle where you won a bass bottle and then you went fishing and you put bass in the bottle.
Yes.
So I actually am working on an update to Dragon Fantasy 2 in my spare time. I have not gotten to a bass fishing thing yet though.
You have to turn it in. You have to turn it into Joe, who is the Bassmaster or something like that, and his pet seagull named Jason.
Yep. Yeah, so, Jason Seagull.
So it's a bass bottle boss battle?
Yeah,
no, it's a boss battle for a bass bottle.
Can you battle?
It's going to be a good question. Right now I actually am working on that town in the game. All right, my art director Kevin James, who also used to work with us, and I believe he was.
Oh, we got stories about Kevin.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Kevin James also works with Adam Sandler, obviously.
He still works with Adam Sandler. Yes.
Yeah. Different Kevin, but you know,
for the sake of our discussion, it's the same.
Yeah, but for the sake, you know,
he's our mall cop.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh God. Every time somebody mentions him at Choice Provisions, they just post a picture of the Paul Blart, but with like freak eyes, and it's great.
They're making a sequel to that, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, awesome. I saw the preview.
I'm so happy Kevin's getting all the work.
You know, Vegas is like the space of horror movies or whatever, right? So it's like comedy is always like when you're on your like you're out of steam, you go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Horror movie when you're out of steam, you go to space.
Mm-hmm.
What about games? Where do you go in games?
Space.
Space,
board. Space, is that where it goes?
Yeah.
What about Mass Effect, though? Like, okay, we're done with Where do we take Mass Effect?
Underground.
Vegas.
When they ran out of ideas, you did that Dream World bullshit where you could...
Oh, Subcon.
Yeah. So, there you go.
And Mario wakes up, and it was all a dream.
And it was all...
Wart's the main boss in Mass Effect 4. Just confirmed it on the show. Wart.
Yeah.
It's a bass
Wart
bottle.
In Mass Effect.
The bass fishing game in Mass Effect. Confirmed.
It's
Bass Effect. Yeah.
It's Regis
bass
Philbin, effect. Probably. Yeah,
Regis Philbin and Mass Effect would be amazing.
Mass Effect is just going to, it's going to be like a total ripoff of
Is this your final
Mickey,
chapter?
And then we're going to be like, dudes, where's the royalties?
Oh my God.
So.
So you guys really do this podcast like this? We're sorry.
That's exactly how it goes.
This is exactly like the amount of time we've spent talking about iDarb is par for the course of how on topic we are.
That's great. This is like a Jimmy Fallon outtake.
Yeah.
When are we going to get to iDarb?
you're going to get to iDarb on your other podcast later tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
going
to be like, oh yeah, that was fun and stupid. Now what I was really supposed to do.
You're going to be on their show and they're going to be like, so we heard you did another interview earlier today. How did that go? It's like, I don't know how it went.
Well, I think we do that. We do that psychology thing where people listening think, oh man, these guys have these great stories. These games sound interesting. Oh, we got to check out the new one now while we're waiting for Little Nicky to come in the mail.
Yes.
Yeah. While you're waiting for that eBay delivery of Little Nicky.
While you're waiting, there was no buy it now. So while you're waiting for that countdown to hit, make sure you want it. You might as well kill some time with Woe Dave and iDarb.
Yeah, exactly.
February,
because you got a snipe.
Yeah.
if it's February.
Yeah, because if it's not February, you can't play iDarb yet.
Yeah. Right. I actually don't know when it comes out.
I think it's February 1st. It's February 1st. Or whenever they launch a game in the week. So the first week of February, whenever they do their digital releases or whatever. I don't know how that works. It's like, I remember CDs were like that. I don't know. Is that a digital title there?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to how that.
I'm a horrible gamer. It's like, I usually buy it when it's cheap or free.
I know that disc things normally come out on Tuesdays.
Yeah. I know with the Games with Gold, it usually happens the day, though.
Like the day of.
Okay, so that's probably what happens. So that'd be like Sunday, February 1st, I think, is when it comes out.
Mm. Word.
I want all that lucrative free sales.
Yeah.
Although is it gonna be
free with Games with Gold.
Oh, cool, cool.
Although
I'm gonna finally get Xbox One for it.
What was that?
I love that the conversation has come down to, oh yeah, when's the game come out? Oh, it's the February Game with Gold. Yeah, like, what day can we get it? I don't fucking know. I just made it. I don't know when it comes out.
Like, we gave it to the PR team. Fuck it.
Yeah, my job is done. I'm on a podcast. I don't even want to talk about the game. I'm exhausted.
Video games, man. Let's talk about movies again.
Yes. Remember when we talked about Popeye's chicken?
Yeah.
I was going to go to Popeye's, too.
Then you are
actually
in the right place.
The entire podcast
is
literally just like a conversation of, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Wait, tell me how that ended, though. I didn't know how that ended, actually.
No,
because I've had this argument. I really don't know. So
no, we never had the argument. I just came up with it.
Oh,
well, then let's argue it. Let's finish this.
I don't know. What do you, I mean, like, the way I look at it is you have...
Consider that bun really...
I mean, it's bread.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know, a sandwich is bread and something, some in the substance in the middle.
I'm sorry, but here's where I stand. It's like, sandwiches don't have hinges, and hot dogs have a hinged bun.
Mm-hmm. But here's where I break the rules.
What about, like,
yeah, but what about hoagies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I make sausage, and then I cut it in half widthwise and put that in a sandwich with ham and cheese.
Right. That's a sandwich.
Yeah. That's a sandwich.
I want that.
Yeah,
sandwich.
That is a sandwich. Like, I can't argue that.
Can I have that sandwich?
I might make one of those sandwiches later tonight. It sounds good. Yeah.
Why don't you mail one to me, and I'll send you a copy of Little Nicky.
Trade. Sounds like a deal. Would you
that's
like it toasted?
Trade.
Yes, please. Okay. Yes.
But no, I mean, like, so you can't go by just the hinge, because then that's still,
yeah. There's hoagies.
Yep. Hoagies.
Those are,
yeah, but cheesesteaks. Would you say a cheesesteak sandwich? Is that what you're, I guess that's right.
I
yeah.
think it is technically a cheesesteak
yeah.
sandwich.
Yeah.
I think
that's so then you're right.
I think the a hinge, hot dog must be a sandwich.
So the hinge put it around bread, it's a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. If you bake it into something, it's like a calzone.
Because I've seen burgers. Yeah. I mean, a burger you would say is a sandwich. I've seen burgers where they don't fully cut the bun, so it's hinged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. It looks like a little toilet seat kind of thing. Yeah.
Here's another one.
Bite into it, and it doesn't shoot out the ass end.
Here's another
one. So myth busted.
You. Yeah.
You've got. Do you this is a question that I've actually asked multiple people in the course of my lifetime, and I've gotten a bunch of different answers. If you rape a hooker, is it considered stealing?
God damn it.
We're
back to this again.
Like, yeah.
I'm not even acknowledging the question.
What was the last episode you brought this up on?
It was definitely in the 20s or 30s or something around there. I don't know.
Back in the 20s, it was all about those hookers.
Well, Pappy lives in Vegas, so I think that technically makes him qualified to answer.
He does. You're probably the most qualified to answer.
It actually makes it really hard to be single here, because when you're at the club or a casino and... there's a 50% chance that gorgeous woman you're talking to would like to be paid for her time.
You know, I was new to Vegas when I got into games. I was just like a dumb kid. And I can vouch for a lot of that stuff, because we had a whole bunch of people in Michigan making this dumb little game. Bob Baffy, who's the audio guy with us, things like that.
Good old
Bob. I went to Vegas for the first time to go to a CES show. And I'd never experienced, like, you know, the coupon books for hookers that we've been hanging out for a while. Like, you know, CES discount 25%, whatever. Or any of that kind of stuff. Or even, like, that scene was all new to me. And a friend of ours who was hitting on every girl he could find, had no luck. And he was really banking on this girl at Planet Hollywood. Finally looked at his little coupon book he picked up and said, like, tonight I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. And so we're all excited because we're like, oh, let's go back to the Wayward Ho, we called it, because it was the Westward Ho at the end of the strip, and it was just nasty.
Yeah.
And so we're, you guys might remember that, some of you. And so we're like, going around, like, what's this going to be like? We're just in the other room watching out the window, and she pulls up this awesome Corvette, like, amazing. She comes out, she's gorgeous. So I'm by, and she could tell, like, you know, this happens a lot, because here's all the dumb nerds in the other room staring at her, like, oh, she's going to go over there to so and so's room. And she goes in there, but then we're in there going, like, okay, now this is awkward, because we know what he's doing next door. But what was weird about it was, like, the next 5 to 10 minutes, you just heard the door opening and closing and slamming, opening and closing, all stuff. And we're like, and then afterwards, like, he just kind of, she goes walking away smiling and waved at us, goes in her car and takes off. And then he comes over and he's like, that was awesome. We're like, what was the opening and slamming all about, though? So what he thought was, like, so she shows up and she's like, you know, hey, I'm going to go use the bathroom for a little bit, but, you know, get the money out or whatever. And he's like, well, do you take credit card? And it's like, you know, this is like the early 90s. I don't think Square is being carried on by hookers.
Well, they're not fans of traceable cash either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, and so she's like, no. So, like, he's like, okay, well, I can go get a cash advance at the front desk. But the front desk was like a half mile away. And he also had asthma. So, like, he ran full speed to the front, showed up with his credit card. And he's like, I need money and all stuff. And he's, like, panting and can barely breathe. And they're like, well, we need to see your ID. And he's like, what? And he runs all the way back to get his ID, goes all the way back to get his cash advance, goes all the way back, pays her. And there's 2 minutes left on the thing, on the coupon. And they're done. And then, you know, he comes on over and he's talking about how amazing that 2 minutes was.
Yeah.
But he was like, you know, completely out of breath. We thought he was going to die. But that's my little hooker story.
And did you say that was Bob?
I don't know if that's even
that?
Fun or interesting.
I've heard it several times and I enjoy it every time.
I don't have personal experience, but from what I understand, yeah, some of the women are very good at manipulating. You know, they say, oh, it'll be $500 for the hour or half hour or whatever. And then, oh, let me use your bathroom. Let me take a shower, da 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 da. But you're on the clock the whole time.
Mm.
I mean, I was here. I was pretty naive. I didn't know anything about it. It was all weird and new to me. And like, and actually, I walked away thinking about how empowered they were in Vegas, because like they controlled the men in Vegas.
Oh yeah.
And it was like they controlled Vegas essentially. Like I had this whole vision of like the whole comic book like super heroine kind of prostitute squad. Like, they can like fund anything to take on anything in the world because they're just like taking money out of the hands of all these naive guys.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, between the gambling, the just the lights and the atmosphere and the alcohol. Yeah, oh God, man, you could take advantage of anybody around.
Oh, and there was expert, because she pulled up with no like somebody to protect her or anything like that. She was badass. Like,
oh,
she
no.
Was, like, she could have took care of any situation.
Well, and it's such an unhidden secret in Vegas that she had just gone out on the front desk and be like, yeah, this guy ripped me off. He'd be fucked.
Oh, yeah. The cleaning lady would have showed up and beat
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it was like, that was my introduction to Vegas. And the other introduction to Vegas was there was on the other end of the strip was a rental car place / sushi restaurant. What? Yeah, that was like, I remember eating sushi in a rental car place and it smelled like tires. And the sushi was coming around and this is the first time I ever had sushi. And like I got sushi, like some fish with barbecue sauce, and I actually liked it. And I'm like, sushi's amazing. And then I hated every other kind of sushi afterwards.
Oh my God!
That was my introduction to sushi.
Unfortunate.
That's like having an Oscar Mayer and then never wanting like a fresh Italian sausage.
Like, it's like you know me.
I don't know if I would trust sushi from a rental car place. That's asking for trouble.
I was taken there by somebody who wanted to work with me. So they were like trying to impress.
This is the best. This is the best sushi you can get for $3 right here.
Yeah, I got this. Yeah, I got this one.
So go ahead.
I hate to ruin this whole completely being off topic thing, but you mentioned Bob Baffy, and he was nice enough to provide us with some download codes for the soundtrack for iDarb.
Awesome.
So I did want to read off a couple of the codes during the show.
Yes, do it.
So as soon as I mentioned that, we could go right back to talking about Vegas hookers and sushi.
Awesome. I've got a Vegas story that's fun.
If you want to get a free copy of the iDarb soundtrack, you got to go to bobbaffy.bandcamp.com/yum and enter one of the promo codes. The first promo code is H67Z-7. HYV. So Harry 67 Zimbabwe 7 Hi You Vagina. That works.
That one made.
Do you want to try one here? You can do the next
one. All right, I'll try one.
Do the next one on the list.
What's the next one here? Let's see here. So the next code, and one of these probably isn't going to work because I'm probably going to steal one.
and this next one is like mostly letters, so you'll have a better time than me trying to figure out how to fit in a fucking 67.
That should be interesting. Okay, so HNWNVVB9. Hairy knuckle woman nurse very vagina boner 9. I don't know.
Wow.
It's like a Rorschach test.
Yeah, I know, right?
What do you see in the code?
Yeah. I don't understand.
I saw some kind of terrible.
I like how you said hairy knuckle when knuckle is spelled with a K. So
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like bare knuckle. Bare knuckle 3. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So hairy nutsack with.
Knutsack?
Hairy nutsack with Nutella.
It's like my kids' stories you write.
So I'm sending my
writing stories about nut sex.
Yeah.
You have to have the talk.
Yes,
yeah. I feel like I need to send my fellow podcasters some trimming gear now.
Why? Because we have hairy nut sacks.
Apparently, you're all about the hairy here.
You've never complained before, Pappy.
Not to mention
that,
the fact that, I do know how to
right now for this podcast. Yeah.
Joe, I complain all the time, but usually it's
oh my
god.
Sorry to Microsoft for saying I was going to be on this podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry to everybody I work with over here for being on this podcast.
So
for all that effort and work we put into
so now to reputation stories.
Now that we
wasted
time. Yeah, now that we wasted time giving away free music, let's talk about don't know, what else can you do in Vegas? Well, murder?
All right, so...
How many people have you murdered in Vegas? Let's talk about that. I'm up to 74.
Well, when I was... So the one time I've been to Vegas was for MineCon a few years ago, which is where I first met Notch. And I don't even know that he remembers...
Yeah, but it's really, worth name dropping your
but
buddy.
But it's worth name dropping Notch over and over and over
again. He'd feel bad if he did.
Yeah, I know. I want to, you know, got to throw the guy a bone. He's not that well known. so, you know, he had a big party afterwards. And, you know, there were something like, I don't know, 2,000 MineCon attendees who were going to this party. And I thought, like, okay, cool. Like, you know, a bunch of nerds. It'll be fun. Turns out it was also a Deadmau5 show. And there were like 50,000, you know, Vegas party goers there. So I'm there with our friend Chris and his assistant, and we're just like standing behind the where the party is, kind of trying to not be crowded by all these thousands and thousands of people. And this girl comes over, and she's like super like amazingly high, and she says to Chris's assistant, she goes like just makes this weird look on her face. I'm like, and his assistant's like, are you okay? And then the girl just barfs all over her shoes, just all over the place. And Chris goes, fuck this, we're going to the Pinball Hall of Fame. So we ditched out at this party.
That's awesome.
We're kind of like running, and I think it's like the, I can't remember which place it was. It was a big Vegas place. And, Chris ducks under, this, velvet rope, and then his assistant ducks under the velvet rope, and then I duck under the velvet rope, and my pants rip in half. The crotch just gone.
And that's where the last
this is
name
how you
came
start
from.
Hangover. Four.
Yeah. Rippin. I get it now. So, Adam Rippin.
Rippin.
Pants.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Rippin my pants. Adam Rippin my pants. Oh, my God. I'm never going to live that one down, am I?
Well, it sounds better than Adam Bergenholtz, your real name.
We spent the rest of the night escaping. It was like playing Metal Gear Solid. You know, I had like a cardboard box, and I'm like sneaking out of Vegas. And we never did get to the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Your White Castle. You never got to.
Yeah. Chris and Adam go to Pinball Hall of Fame. I remember I'm sitting in the back of his car, and his assistant looks back. She's like, everything all right back there? And I'm like, you like what you see?
It's pretty good. It's kind of breezy.
Yeah. just had to let go of all my pride completely. And then the next day, had to go through TSA, and was like, feel free to frisk me.
So you only brought one pair of pants?
I was only there for like 2 days, so I should have known. I should have known. But, you know, my wife made fun of me the whole time.
From here on
time.
Out. Every time that you travel, you have an emergency pants fund.
Oh, God, yes. I bring two pairs of pants everywhere I go, especially if it's going to be one of Notch's parties.
Oh, my God.
You give that advice to people. Are you going to Notch's party? Yeah, bring an extra pair of pants.
Bring a pair of pants.
Very good plan. Yeah.
Trust me on this one.
Yeah. Housewarming party? No, you're going to need some pants.
Yeah. Bring some pants.
Three pairs, actually, for the housewarming.
When traveling,
I'm sure he's got tigers
one,
now.
Always bring one extra everything just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
One extra set of Wranglers.
Yep.
One extra set of
dignity. I think they were old baby pants.
One extra.
Yeah. One extra set of dignity.
One extra fleshlight.
Yes.
You don't want the one that, you know, when it breaks down, you're going to need another one.
Batteries always wear out. Batteries always wear out when you need them.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to spend $500 for that 2 minutes.
That thing sits in the cupboard for 2 months. When you need it, batteries are dead.
If you can't find a sink to rinse it out, you're going to need that spare.
And let's admit it, you're lazy. You're like, well, I should have rinsed it out probably before.
I wonder if it's dishwasher safe.
I think they are dishwasher safe. I know Kevin Smith has talked about fleshlights.
But here's the question, though. Would you really put a fleshlight that you have spunked in with your fucking plates and silverware? Like,
next to your wine glasses.
Do you not do that with your clothes?
I don't put my clothes next to my silverware.
No. I'm saying, like, do you separate your laundry? Like, I'm going to do a separate load just for the ones that have separate loads in them.
Like, well, I don't shit in my pants or jizz in them, so.
Okay, well, I have one load for shirts, one for socks, and one for jizz socks.
Like,
hi, Mom.
You yeah.
I might come back this summer, just saying.
But no, this is legit.
I know for a fact that your mom listens to the podcast, too, so she'll get the message.
She's a cool mom. She's probably listening. No, she's not.
She's our third listener.
I hope she's not. Yeah.
I've asked my parents not to listen because they still love me and I want to keep it that way.
Yeah, that's the sanctity of our love. Must be.
This is a legitimate question, though.
I'm every PAX panel I do.
Like,
not to fear. Nobody listens to our show, so yeah. You're safe.
But this is a legitimate question. You don't separate loads for that, right?
I do.
Why?
I separate my loads based on color, but I don't pee, poop,
or why is it always got to be about color with you?
He's racist. He's clothes racist.
You don't liquid any of them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't liquid inside my clothing.
Jesus Christ.
And who even has, like, who has the hard science on what you have to do to clean anything?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not
clean. Never really thought about that.
I'm not saying it's not clean when you put it in the dishwasher. I'm just saying that mentally I would never be able to eat off of those dishes again. Because I know where they were and what was next to them.
I'm just thinking hard science and like hard socks. Oh my god. Weird science.
Oh
my lord.
You should. Joe, if your socks are hard, you should do your laundry more frequently.
Yeah, your socks don't bend. I think you've got an issue going on there.
I dropped one on the floor and it shattered.
I accidentally put them in the clean pile. Yes.
I'm glad we're experiencing this together.
What have you done?
I've actually seen an article clothing shatter, but it was because they took someone's BDU hat and dunked it in water and then froze it. And then when the guy got all pissed off, he's like, fuck this, and he threw it outside because they froze it in a block of ice. But he had been on vacation for 3 weeks, so when he threw it down, not only did the block of ice shatter, but the hat actually broke.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
Video games.
Yeah, remember when we used to make those?
When was that?
Not after this.
I'm trying to remember because, like, there's a moment in time just about when this podcast started that my career ended.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to remember before then. It was the last thing I worked on.
I think it was Little Nicky, wasn't it?
Yeah, it had to be Little Nicky.
You will actually have more 13-year-old fans after this podcast than you ever thought you could have.
We have a 13-year-old.
I was 13 once.
Yeah.
I was
that's
unaware.
Actually going to be against my restraining order.
I can't.
The more you know.
I can't be within earshot of a 13-year-old.
Oh my god! The more you know.
It doesn't matter that we're not in the same place. They just can't hear my voice.
He's just like whispering soft messages while everyone else is talking. Just you listen in the background. It's like, I miss.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
So before we get too far along, because eventually we will touch upon the stuff that we need to, and this is going to be that time.
Are you
so
sure?
40 minutes in, we're going to finally ask
Has it
you
really been holy
yeah.
fuck it's been 40 minutes.
So
wow,
we've talked about iDarb on a couple episodes now because I ended up getting a code for it. Joe got a code for it. And play it.
I got a code for it.
You got a code for it too?
I got a code for you guys.
Well, right. But I'm just saying we have codes.
And Mike, did,
Mike
I
gave them to
you.
Us. He's here. He's on the show. The guy who gave us the codes. He's on the show. You should ask him a question about it.
I have attempted to describe this game to multiple people, and the best that I could come up with was something along the lines of like a 2D version of like almost like foosball but pixelated, and
the closest I've gotten is batshit insanity in pixel form.
But I still want to incorporate a sports thing because it's very like
Okay, batshit insanity with sports ball in pixel form.
Sports ball. Hey, you know, somebody else had, like, because somebody said, what is it? And he's like, it's a sports game, but all the sports.
All the sports.
So, I mean, that's, I made the game. I have a hard time. Somebody will point blank ask me, what is the game like? And I'm like, I really don't know where to start. I just have to tell the story. Like, I drew a picture and I asked people what I should do with it. Mm-hmm. And they gave me all their ideas and holy shit, it worked. And that's like kind of where it comes.
It's still easier to understand than cricket.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes, it's more exciting. Yeah. But the announcer in cricket is usually a little more excitable.
Dude, I don't know, man. I like right some now, of the things that announcers
I love the announcer in iDarb.
Yes.
That's Bob Baffy who did the soundtrack, and he just delivered, I think, 40 new sayings for the update. Oh they were God. Cracking
so
me
they
up.
Just keep,
they were so good.
He's just going to keep putting out, like...
Can we get an exclusive on any of the new sayings?
I think one of them is, like... I think it's like, and that's how you make babies.
The one so far that had me rolling so bad, I actually had to pause it. Was when it was like, I have to pee so bad I can taste it.
Yeah.
I still laugh at these things when and I've been hearing them all year.
They're so good.
But yeah, it's gonna be cool. It just fits what's going on because it's just so insane already. That, like, you can't even have an announcer tell you what's really going on because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He shoots, he scores. Well, yeah, duh.
Well, exactly. I'm pretty sure it's a game. Of course somebody scored in a game.
The replay says that something happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I just love the notion that it's, like, it kind of... And we weren't setting up to, like, make fun of sports, which is kind of the thing of, like, you know, when you're watching sports, you just hear all this stuff going by, and I just kind of tune it out. It's just there. And occasionally my brain wakes up when somebody says something. And so that was kind of the premise to this. There's this guy, Randy Moeller in Florida, who does this announcing for a hockey team there. And he does this thing that he inspired this because, like, he would just do these random sayings in a hockey game. And, like, you know, I was listening to stuff and I'm like, wait a minute. He's talking. He just quoted some movie or he did this other stupid thing. And so, like, we kind of ran with that notion. And that's. I still, like I said, I get these new sayings today, and I was listening to them over and over and over again. I'm like, okay, these are going to be perfect. This is going to be great.
I can't wait to hear them.
Well, that was even the quintessential one for me was like in Smash TV when he's just like, I'd buy that for a dollar. I was just like, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? I don't get it. Like,
it's from RoboCop. Come on.
It's from RoboCop, but it's like, you know, like, big money, big prizes, like all stuff. In the setting of like total mutilation, like Smash TV was awesome.
Yeah.
Is that out of context, that dichotomy of what was being said and what you're doing. That just made it even
email?
Better.
Yeah, I just got an email. Thanks, phone.
Yeah. Cease and desist email, is that what you got?
Possibly. It was like, if this interview airs, you will be murdered.
Yeah. The NSA would like to just... Be nice and let you know you're on a watch list now.
The NSA is just like, hey, could we get iDARB codes?
Basically.
Weird things like that almost happen.
We had fun reading off iDARB codes on the show before, too.
Yeah.
Great. People are just loving getting codes, which is awesome. Because, like, we were hoping to get out in December. That was our whole plan. Mm-hmm. And we had... Because I felt so awful, I had that, like, kind of Michigan Midwest guilt when I said, it's coming out in December, and then... Like, it wasn't. I'm like, I got to get a ton of codes. So we got tons of codes. And I'm like, everybody who said they wanted it so bad in December, you're getting a code. And that's how it all kind of started. But then it just got so fun. I felt like Santa, like, giving out these codes. Because people are like, I really want it. Everyone's like, here you go. And the side effect of that was great because I would like to say in hindsight, like, I was brilliant. I'm a brilliant marketer because I figured this was going out to people who stream the game. I didn't think that at all. I'm just like, I want to get people codes to see what they think. Mm-hmm. And the side effect was, holy crap, these people are streaming this everywhere.
Yeah.
This is awesome. And so it turned out it was very positive.
Awesome.
I got to say, I've never seen an indie release or a Games with Gold or a PlayStation Plus or anything, any kind of digital release that has had the buzz that iDARB has.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to play it. Or if they have it, they can't stop playing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
That's the craziest thing because we're looking at what people are playing. This is a small indie game, but it does all these crazy things. But we have people who are now beyond 70 hours of play.
Holy
shit.
70 hours in this little game. In this little game.
I mean,
and like, I feel bad a little bit.
Like, I'm sorry for ruining too many, your life.
Like, you know, the meatloaf and stuff, but you like it.
Ma, the meatloaf. That was one of the ones that I liked the most, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I see people online on Twitter genuinely talking about how this could be a game of the year contender, and they're not saying it as a joke. They're like, this game is that good. It's just that simple, that
first
fun.
10 people that said that, I thought was a lark. I thought this was like, you know, the game's about trolling, so they must be trolling. Yeah, but there's this, you're right. A lot of these people really, really love it. The kind of emails I get, I've never had on a game my whole career, and I've worked on nearly 220 games now.
Including
not
Little
any
Nicky.
Of those.
Exactly.
I mean, this is better than Little Nicky.
This
I haven't
may
played
surpass
Little Nicky yet.
Okay.
The hash browns of Little Nicky are a little less inspired.
And what was the idea to have the Twitter feed? Where did that come from?
To be perfectly honest on it, like there was another game we're pitching to a couple people. And it was something that we really, really wanted to do. And we figured, like, we'll only talk to two people we know that could probably pull it off, two big publishers. We talked to them about it, and we got pretty far with it. And it was a game. There's an ad in the game called High Score Hero. That's what the game was. It was kind of like, what if Earthbound was more massively multiplayer with all this social interaction? And you could go on these quests together. But and it celebrates gaming culture. So, like, you're trying to be the best in the world. So you throw in a little bit of the wizard into it, right? And so that was kind of the premise of this game, and we all loved it, and everybody we talked to loved it, but it was just a little – it was hard for people to understand what we were trying to do. Because, like, if I tried to explain to you what a hash bomb is before you played this game, you'd probably be like, what? Like, well, I don't quite – you know, most people did, too. And these were in that game, this notion of this kind of thing. So what we really did is we carried over those ideas into IDAR because nobody was crazy enough to let us do it, so we might as well do it ourselves. And so we built a smaller game, but we piled on all the stuff that we sort of wanted to do, and that's where it kind of came from, on top of the notion that, hey, I was just reaching out to everybody on Twitter that I knew to help me come up with ideas, and it was awesome to do that. So I'm like, let's just make sure Twitter and Twitch and stuff is so integrated into the game that we can keep that going. And so that's where it all came
for the people that don't know what exactly hash bombing does, what does it do in the game?
So when you're playing the game, you could stream this on Twitch or any other way you like to do it, on YouTube or whatever. And anybody who's watching from anywhere in the world has the opportunity to interact with the game either through Twitch chat or through Twitter. There's a unique code created for Twitter. And then if you're in the stream, you can chat to it. And things that you can do, we call them hash bombs because it preceded by every command is a hashtag. You can say hashtag lights, and it turns the lights out in the game for a temporary amount of time or a small amount of time. And then you can do hashtag Oktoberfest, and it fills the whole arena up with beer, and everybody's wearing lederhosen. And you could hashtag Ricky, and then this Rick Astley lookalike comes out and kind of fakes the song and all this kind of stuff for legal reasons. And also, like, we just threw in hundreds of these little hash bombs that people could do, and people started to discover them. What blew my mind was we had a lot of these, like, some of them were really hidden in there, and, like, it just took, like, 2 hours after the game was released for people to find some of these because they just think that way. And so that's what hash bombs do. They affect the game. So, like, we had a Twitch stream at one point with Twitch that had 30,000 people watching, and they were all just decimating our game. It's almost impossible to play.
Oh, my God.
And it was amazing, though, because we're like, one, hey, it worked. That's crazy. It should have crashed. Two, it was just like, you can still play the game a little bit, and all our theories held up. But that's what hash bombing is. It's really fun, and I think what's been interesting about this is a lot of people say, I just prefer hash bombing. I just like to find a stream and try to ruin everybody's fun.
See,
and that warms the cockles of my heart.
I'm kind of the opposite because I'll jump from stream to stream and I'll be the guy who just does hashtag achievement to help people out.
Oh, yeah. You can also be nice. You can give people an achievement, just a freebie achievement. And it's amazing when somebody didn't have it. And you go in that stream and they're like, what? And you hear them like reacting in the game. Like, I just got an achievement for something. And it was like you being Santa Claus.
And not only do they get an achievement, they get a motherfucking recipe.
Yes. That was another idea that came around. I don't know if you know this, Adam.
I don't, yeah.
Every achievement correlates to a recipe you unlock in the game.
Like
party food?
Food
recipes. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Real food. And the recipes were contributed by people in the gaming community. So, like, we have Caitlin Oliver, who is the world record holder on Splatterhouse. She gave us this awesome teriyaki chicken recipe
nice.
That you unlock. You get, like, achievement. It's like, this is amazing. Or Abby Heppy, who Titanfall community manager, and her voice is in Titanfall. It says, like, prepare for Titanfall.
Yeah, yeah.
She submitted her mother's pumpkin bread recipe.
Oh, wow.
That's in there. And then when you unlock it, if you go back and forth, like, a lot of people don't know this, but if you keep going back and then exit and back and exit, you'll eventually hear by random her going, prepare for pumpkin bread.
Wow. That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
The amount of stuff in iDarb just blows my mind.
It's like,
is there a hashtag for kithead? Is there a hashtag for kithead?
Yeah, see, we're thinking the same thing. Our brains went to the same spot. Like, maybe.
Hashtag kithead. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's always updates.
Write it down on the to-do list.
Are there any hash bombs that haven't been found yet?
Yes, there are. I mean, most of the first round hash bombs have been found. Some of them I actually don't. I think they weren't found because they don't work. There were so many. Like, we were coming down to the wire, and we put a bunch in, and I'm like, okay, if nobody's found them or whatever, this is like, we'll fix them in the next round. So in this new update I'm putting in, I'm like, oh wow, that one didn't work, and oh, this one didn't work. So we're fixing those up, and we're putting in a few more. And so every update I plan to have, I don't know, between like 12 to 20 new hash bombs if I can pull it off. And so within a year, hopefully, there's a ton more that people are trying to find.
That's awesome.
And some hash bombs are only going to be unlockable. Like, for instance, this is an exclusive to your podcast.
We're planning more
gamer score, and the only way to get some of this like very like lucrative gamer score is for you to find a verified Twitter user to hash bomb your game, because it detects if somebody's verified. So like, if you're trying to get Obama to hash bomb pickles into your game, like, good luck. You'll get a lot of gamer score for it, or that kind of thing. So that's coming down the pipe.
Good thing I have so many verified Twitter friends.
Yes, they have to be in politics, though. No,
it needs to be President Obama.
Yeah, I would love for that. Like, they'd have to be a verified senator to pull off some of these. Dude,
that would be amazing.
To me, it's just great. They're sitting on Capitol Hill going like, why do people want me to tweet this to something right now?
What's a tweet? Kids.
Yeah, what's a tweet?
Is this some liberal hippie bullshit?
Yeah. Gerald, get in here. What's a tweet?
Actually, no, that would actually be great, because we know that all the senators and their staffers just do it. So yeah, they have these
community managers, and that's like my brain fart was like, oh, it'd be great to try to engage like people in politics, musicians, and everything else to interact with your game, because they have 200 million followers or whatever it is, and it's like, oh, and they're tweeting to somebody's game. You're trying to beg them to tweet to it? Tony Danza, please tweet to my game.
That's it. If you put in
you're the boss.
Kithead, I guarantee you, Adam Sandler will be all over it.
Hashtag Danza.
Yeah, I think we just found a new hash bomb for the game. Hashtag Danza.
Hashtag Tony Danza tap dance life. Extravaganza.
I would buy that game.
I would too.
That's actually a band.
Yeah, it's a band.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah. And I left their album in a rental car.
Yep. The Tony Danza tap dance.
Whoever rented that car next.
But the sushi was good. What if it's Hard Life?
Yeah, right. Oh my God.
I still need to get you
my Tony Danza CD at the sushi car rental place.
What's funny is the Tony Danza Tap Dancing Experience is actually a pretty hardcore metal band.
Oh yeah, dude, they're like heavy as shit. Like,
yeah,
that's wow,
awesome.
They're like a very like very technical like grindcore-y kind of band. Like, just really nuts. I used to listen to them a lot, and
like, total like dinosaur rock.
I bought it because it looked funny. You know, the album is like, how can I not buy this? And I put it in, and it actually started out pretty good. You know, it's like, oh, this music's really good. And the lead singer gets on, and it's just, it's like, okay, next track.
Yeah, they actually played a show at a venue that I used to do sound at when I was in high school. So that's why I know them, because they ended up coming through with Job for a Cowboy. Before they got big, and I'm looking at these band names and I'm like, Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza, Job for a Cowboy. I'm like, who the fuck comes up with this shit? Like,
so, and the opening band was I Wrestled a Bear Once.
I Wrestled a Bear Once. And I'm just like,
like, they heard you hook, like, line, and sinker with that.
Oh my God.
I love that stuff.
Yep. I'm trying to think of some of the band names. You know, my wife's in a couple of bands, and I'm trying to think some of the ridiculous.
Dude, that Queen
names
one, right?
One I think that the one that pisses me off the most.
Yeah, the Queen one.
The three exclamation points.
There's a band with just three exclamation points.
Yeah, and they say it's pronounced ch. So you go ch ch ch. That's the name of the band. Huh. I'm like, no, fuck you. That's the name. If I can't use your band name in a conversation, I'm not ever talking about you.
Yeah. Guess what my favorite band is.
Cha-cha-cha to somebody for a band.
My favorite band is...
PBPBPBTH. Awesome.
They're so overrated.
They're so overrated, but you know they took a turn and they matured a bit.
Yeah. I hope you understand that the next CD that like I come Delmau up with is going to be called like PBTH is definitely going to be the name of the next CD
and like an emaciated cow. Just kind of you're trying to describe the sound of PBPBTH without making the fart sound like.
I just like going, so I'm going to do that a couple more times.
I can't wait to make that CD now.
Hash bump. Because
I'll just be like, what's the name of your new CD? Oh, it's... Wait, no, seriously, what's the name of your new CD? It's like, yeah, no, it's...
What are some of the song names
totally
on it?
Totally serious, like...
Well, what's even funnier is, you know, when a band introduces themselves at a show, they always draw out their name. So it'd be like, hello, yeah. Vegas, we are...
Yeah. Are you ready to rock?
And everybody shouts their name too, so it's like, yeah.
40,000 people just going. Here's our first song. It's called 1, 2, 3.
You know I'm gonna fucking do this now, right? Like I can't right. not do it.
That
like,
one sounded
careful. You're gonna mouth shart.
It went all the way through the system out the mouth. That's corn now, in it.
That is now the sound a cat makes when it's got a hairball. Jesus.
Hash bomb hairball, and you just hear me going.
No, it's you definitely have to have hashtag PBTH.
And everyone, they just have...
Well, you know, there is farting in the game. There's actually... It tracks the stats for the number of farts in the game. And you do that because, like, you actually build fizz in the game to go back to the game. And not the silly shit we're doing.
Yeah.
What game? Right, what are we talking about?
You pull the pressure, but if you don't want that pressure, you pull the right bumper and you fart out. We call them sharticles. Because like there's a particle system we wrote for it. And so you can, it's a great like griefing thing. Like if you're kicking somebody's ass, the most fun thing I do online is like I'm schooling somebody like 80-1 and they're trying really hard. And so I'll like build up the fizz and I'll just follow them around like sharticle all over them. And they get so pissed. And when somebody quits the game, you can hit start and select, just quit the game. It has that rage quit screen. So satisfying. Cause like here I was like shitting all over them during the game and then
literally,
they rage quit.
Literally shitting
and
on
you them. Feel so good. Yeah. Literally doing it. It has like all these random farts.
And that's
that
what,
Bob
so
provided.
you shake the right thumbstick, right?
Yeah, because if you shake it a lot and then you pull the trigger, you turn into a rocket and all this fizz comes out. We called it physics, F-I-Z-Z-I-C-S or something like that because we're stupid.
Get
and
it?
And if you don't want to do that because you build up this pressure and you want to actually get rid of it so you can actually play normal without firing off the rocket, you pull the right bumper or the left bumper and it expels all the fizz. So all these sharticles fly out of you and it makes a fart sound. And then you hit people because it bounces off their face and stuff. It's pretty cool. it's just rage. So amazing to do that when you're like you've got like you're just destroying somebody and like nothing is more satisfying than shitting on them at the same time.
Yeah, I'm legit scared to like run into you online and just get murdered.
I haven't played anybody online yet. I've been playing like the single player, like the exponentially like increasing the amount of players.
Yeah,
I think I'm at I think I'm at like 4v5 right now, and I'm just like, oh, there's just so much going on right now.
has Coffee joined your team yet? Have you got Coffee on your team?
Yeah.
Oh, so what you do, here's the trick. This is like the game pro tip, right? Just don't play. Let Coffee take over. Like, that guy will win every round for you. He's amazing. We just realized this after we shipped it. We're like, if you just put the controller down, Coffee just kicks
Coffee
ass.
Just dominates.
In fact, you just get in the way of Coffee because he's just like, get out.
Oh, man. Get out the way.
I like how if you were Bungie, you would be like, well, Coffee's overpowered. We're going to have to tone that down in the next title update. We can't have stuff like that. And you're like, dude, use Coffee. He'll fucking win for you.
So the I was actually going to ask you about this. Making your own like pixel guys. Have you seen like some really ridiculous ones? Like what's some of the best?
Oh my
like,
god, we lost the call.
Oh, did we?
No.
Nah.
I was wondering why it got all quiet.
It did get kind of quiet. It was suspect. I'm still going to ask them though because I'm genuinely interested. We just have to wait for them to get back. It's like the worst opportune time for this to happen. So for those of you that don't know, you can actually make your own character. They have like an in-game pixelated thing that you could just make your own guy. Because some of the characters, like they're not people, like they're just objects as well. So it doesn't have to be a person. Like how they're saying it, the coffee character, it's literally just a cup of coffee. Like that's all it is. So you know. But I'm curious as to what other...
Oh, apparently Mike got dropped too.
Oh.
I wonder if something happened on Pappy's end.
It's possible. It's Vegas. Maybe he got nuked. Statistically, it's possible.
I blame Pappy.
I blame Roswell.
They think Ogden is you.
Oh,
yeah. Which in many ways, yes.
Yeah.
DNA wise, 50% true. Yeah. All right. Are we going to reestablish record or is this still going?
Oh, we don't stop recording at all. Fuck it.
All right.
So my question was,
Chris is going to rerun his question.
I'm going to rerun my question past you.
Yep.
So in game, the ability to create your own characters, avatars, whatever you want to call them. What has been some of your favorite ones that you've seen out of the community or like other players that you've seen so far?
I'm going to get real on this one because it's easy to say like genitalia comes through and you're like, that's amazing. It's shaded so well. And
which best dick ever, you know,
because there's so much of that comes through. And like Dan Teasdale, who does Roundabout, he taught me an acronym early on, which was TTP. And I had no idea what it meant. But a lot of people do, and it's time to penis. And it's like, what's the TTP on this game if it's user-generated content? Mm-hmm. And people are like, 2 hours, 30 minutes after launches, whatever. And so like, everybody's guessing our TTP. And I'm like, what is TTP? Is this an acronym I don't know the kids are using or whatever? And yeah, it's time to penis. So it was actually like 8 days.
Wow. That's really?
Yeah. It's on our website when we very opened up the people. Creation. Yeah, they were. I was like surprised. I'm like, well, this is a good crowd. Like they'll spend money. they're not going to be like everybody I know. And but actually a lot of the stuff that comes through that blows my mind is it's 8x16 pixels and we're seeing crazy renditions of people and stuff that you can actually recognize. Like you can recognize the Mick Jagger character. You can recognize like a president that somebody made or whatever. Like all these things are coming through and like all these characters and even Mario, which is not 8x16. He's like 16x32, right? Is that the result? Or he's 16x16 by 32.
Yeah.
And people are managing to draw him in 8x16 and it looks legitimately like it. Like it's blows my mind.
Super Mario Land 1 on Game Boy was 8x16.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, such a tiny cart.
You just dropped a history bomb.
I did, yeah.
Dropping some knowledge on our bitch ass.
I had that on my TI-89, actually.
I like the guy who did
like... It was like, that's what it was? Oh my god. Like, yeah. Secrets out.
I like someone did like the entire Smash Brothers roster.
The whole thing?
Wow. It. Insane.
The whole thing. And it looks good. It looks good. For 8x16, they made it look like it. And I like, we print out these QR codes here in the
pull
office.
Some of these
you can actually,
I want to see some of these.
Okay. Yeah, there's if you go to the Reddit, the subreddit for IDAR, people are starting to post their creations on
it. You have your own subreddit. That's how you know you've made it. Yep. There's not one for Little Nicky.
Well, there might be.
There needs to be.
Yeah. We didn't look.
Oh, by the time the podcast is over, there will be one. No.
Yeah, exactly. Rest assured.
Is it fun that I typed IDARB in the search bar and my iPad automatically changed it to all caps?
Yes, that's because like it's now learned. Like the internet has learned that IDARB is all caps. I learned. But yeah, it's been crazy seeing what these things come through. There's like so many cool characters and so many ways that people render these characters.
Yeah, dude, that looks good.
There's
QR codes. There's recipes for scanning characters into your game.
Yeah, dude, so
I'm not even going to call it an achievement. You get a recipe.
Yeah, there is.
I want to see some.
It's like, I think it's like, is this what it's like to make a baby or something, like an achievement or something? And like, because you created so many characters, and like that gives you a recipe, which I think it's like nacho dip. Dude,
I'm pulling up the Smash Brothers one. Mario, Luigi, Pikachu.
Holy shit.
Samus, Captain Falcon.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're impressive, man. You can tell who they are.
And these people are sharing them on Twitter. Like, they're just sharing QR codes for, like, the Terminator and for RoboFox.
You can tell the difference between freaking
fucking
Superman and Cyborg Superman. Like, yeah, you can see the difference.
And you can also share music, too. So people are creating theme songs and stuff. Like, somebody created the theme song to Friends. Wow. Like, this is insane. That's like, and when you beat somebody and you have that song, like, nothing rubs it in like listening to Friends' song. Yeah. I just kick your ass and I'll be there for you.
So, Mike, when you move into your $70 million mansion, you got my address, right?
Make sure that we
relatively
don't
speaking
lose
with the iDarm stuff, it's more like my $70,000 Oakland townhouse. You'll be welcome to come over.
I don't know if I want to go there. That doesn't sound safe.
No, but you got it. Didn't sound safe at Dead Mouse either, did it? We have real dead mice.
Real less dead techno, mice. More screaming.
Yeah, more screaming and police.
I like one of the posts on the subreddit is about Mike giving out codes. Hey, Mike, do you have any codes to give out? You should just give them away on the show.
Yes, I will actually. I don't have them right here in front of me, but after this podcast, I'll give you guys a bunch of codes to give out.
Oh man, I don't know how we're gonna give them out. We usually just read them on the show.
Well, let's read them out next week.
You can tweet them though if you want to like prime them up for the next podcast. You say like, hey. Tune into our next podcast. We're going to give away then, or you can say leading up to the podcast, get very excited.
Oh my
God. Just tweet. Now I'm a marketing genius.
Tweet all but the last Brilliant. Five of the
no.
codes.
Oh no. Oh no. Please. Oh yes. Thank God. My majestic fleet of dicks. Someone with all the dicks. All the iDarb dicks.
You don't have to look far. If you go to our gallery on iDarb, we have like so many.
Dickarb.
Such well shaded balls and everything. Like, this is
an 8x16. There's an extreme amount of detail in these things.
There's a dick butt, right? There's got to be dick butts.
Oh, there's a lot of like, and also my son who's 7, and I feel just awkward bringing him up on this weird show. But like, it's just dirty. But like, my son and his friends, like they love the game. They play it all the time. Over the holiday, they're sitting there playing and they're laughing and everything. And I go in there, and they made a butt team. And it was, and I you know, it's like, it was, I was impressed. They made these 8x16 pixelated asses that were really well done. Like, they separated the cheeks, they did whatever. They even had, like, it's a naked ass with legs and then tube socks. You know, so, like, that's their characters. I'm like, and they were laughing so hard. And I'm like, I'm bringing joy to the world.
This is what being a dad is really like.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Let's just get him out of school because he's clearly a genius. And let him like learn at his own pace.
Oh God! Once again, you're the best dad in video games.
And of course, someone already made Pedo Bear. That's
That was like somebody that works here, I think.
It's an inside job.
Oh, yeah, it was certainly an inside job.
Speaking of codes, I haven't given away any soundtrack codes for a little bit.
So yes,
I should probably do that.
On. Yes.
Let's see. Come on, message. Load the fuck up. I already gave the URL earlier. If you're too lazy to go back and listen to it, fuck off. JDJVK8SZ. Do you want to read one off?
Let's see here. Which one?
I'm not thinking of funny words because fuck it.
Sure.
I'm lazy.
9H9R6FHG.
So there, we gave four codes out, and I'm sure Chris is going to steal the last one.
I'm going to steal the last one.
So I don't even see the reason to read off the last
one. Yeah, don't read the last one. I want that.
Sorry, Bob.
One for you and one for me.
But again,
I don't know if... Go ahead.
As I say, again, hit up bobbaffy.bandcamp.com because even if you don't get a code, just buy the fucking thing because it's awesome music.
You need the credits music.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And
you need the credits music for sure. That we were laughing so hard when Bob delivered that track.
Like the intro, the interlude that he does for the songs on there. Like you're halfway through the album. I hope you like it because if you didn't, Well, I already spent your money, so I guess too bad.
Or he's like, created new songs for the update, and I don't know if he's including them in the February release or not, or if he's going to add them to the soundtrack or not. But we have, because when we do updates, we get new content from people. We have additional credits. So we created, instead of just adding them to the credits list they already have because we timed everything to the song, we just created the, I think it's called the Appendix of Heroes. And he created a whole new song for that. That's amazing. So it's like, hopefully, that, I don't know how he's going to sort that out with the soundtrack, but we just got that today, and we're laughing so hard. It's so good.
It has 11 tracks. Intro, menu, in-game, the iDarb theme, recipes, the middle, single-player ending, overtime, the Jock Jams remix, the end, and then the credits theme.
And one of those tracks is from my Nashville singer-songwriter aunt, who was following it on Twitter and Facebook. She's like, I'll make a song. Wow. And like a few days later, she just delivered the song that's in the demo loop, the track mode. And like, I like that she and her friends, one of them's an engineer, like an old Opryland Nashville engineer guy who does, like, he engineers probably music for like country bands that I don't know because I don't listen to country music. But he sounds like Ernest Borgnine because he goes like, iDarb. Like, it's Ernest Borgnine. Like, it's amazing.
Seriously, if you don't get a code, just get it. It's $4. So just buy the goddamn thing.
It's definitely worth
it. And since you're adding new content, I still have to get my wife to write down her cookie recipe to send to you.
Yes. Oh, seriously, do that and send me your crazy, nearly gagged sound effect, isolated track, because, you know, hash bomb is always, I could always put that hash bomb in. Yeah. And for the, and the, of course, the soundtrack for the price of $1 less than a 2-cheeseburger meal at McDonald's.
Indeed.
Ooh. Well, so, trust me, everything that I have on my end is already isolated, so I could literally just copy and paste what I already have from the podcast.
Yeah, plus I could do it again at the end just so it's easier to find, because it's not that hard to make a dying sound effect.
Reach inside.
Yeah.
He did reach
inside. It's not the end yet.
I don't care that it's not the end yet.
I'm gonna have to come up with something to give you for an update, because my wife has stuff in the game and I don't.
I know, she made the Made in Oakland logo.
Yeah.
That was amazing. It's like, we should have a Made in Oakland logo. Because Brandon Sheffield, who does Gunsport and Oh Dear and all these games coming up, mm-hmm. he was like, he put in the credits of his Gunhouse game, like Made in Oakland. And I was like, that's amazing, because there's so many developers in Oakland, mm-hmm. and we don't have anything to rally behind. And so I just told him I wanted to steal it. And then I just asked if there's anybody who could make a logo for it. And Danelle was like, bam, here's a logo. Yep. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Oakland.
And then it's still the she's got like her big monitor thing. It's still her background.
Oh, that's awesome!
So proud of that.
There's like, does she know there's like three other developers using it already?
No, I think she knew about one. But
yeah, there's other people who are like, I'm using that.
Is that's okay? Awesome.
And I'm like, ask Danelle, and I don't think they even talked to her.
I'm sure it's fine. I guarantee you.
Her lucrative Made in Oakland logo business, side business.
As long as nobody's selling T-shirts.
Yeah,
I would supply you with some sort of. I would supply you with a recipe, but it would be vegan, so you probably wouldn't want it.
No, we should do that, actually. That's perfectly fine. We've had a number of people complain that we didn't have any vegan options in our game recipe book.
I will absolutely send you one.
She would love that.
Please send it. That'd be awesome.
Do a remix for like the vegan recipe remix section.
The vegan remix of Michigan Sliders.
Oh my lord!
But yeah, my fiance's been vegan for a very long time, and she cooks all the time. So
just like half the characters. Oh man, please do.
Yeah,
please send me that. Seriously, we would love to add more recipes, because that was the thing that was almost holding the game up the most was that we didn't get our final versions of the recipes. And there's a moment where everybody's sitting there going, like, why are we even doing this? Because it's so stupid. Like, we can't ship without the recipes.
That's okay. We
can't half-ass the recipe section.
Yeah, we can't half-ass the recipes.
I will talk to my lovely fiance and ask her what she would want to have as a recipe in the game.
For the whole world to see.
Yeah, we give the credits a courtesy.
This stare. This stare that
she's giving.
She's like so confused right now. She's like, what?
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
What are you committing me to?
Isn't this a video game show? Why are you talking about vegan recipes on a video game show? she said, I'm more than aware that you guys talk about bullshit. we've been discovered.
It's so
I think that sounds on our end, like the producer, like in the earpiece. What do we do? Well, cut the commercial.
No, keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
This is keep going. Going.
We don't know how to stop.
Oh, jeez.
We don't. And speaking I'm going to have to in like...
Speaking of stopping.
Yeah, we don't have too much longer. Something, some news that I really, really, really wanted to cover this week, because I am stupidly excited, is that today, Tuesday, the day we're recording, is the first time in 21 months that they released new Rock Band DLC.
Oh, man. That was, it was a double take on the news.
Yeah, like, for me. I saw that come up on Sunday, and I was just like, dude, seriously? And I looked at the songs, and I'm like, I want all of these.
Foo Fighters, Avenged, Arctic Monkeys, three new songs. Yep. Harmonix is gone on record. By the way, Rock Band instruments are in iDarb.
They are.
Yep.
Not the characters from the game, the actual instruments.
Play the game with Rock Band instruments?
No, but we wanted to support the studio kit or whatever that is. So all the smoke machine and lights, we wanted to support that in iDarb. So we're trying to figure that out.
Oh, anyways. My God, you need to figure that out.
Yeah. I know, we definitely want to do that. Like, we're looking into how we can support that. Because if we could do that, then it's great. Like, you do a goal and all the lights go crazy and my flash. God. And,
Is there any way that you could, like, put in a hash bomb so that when someone puts it in, it just brings up like the track, like the guitar track from Rock Band, and you have to grab a guitar and play the part real quick.
You know, we probably could. The guys over at Harmonix, like, it's amazing that they're putting out this content, which blows my mind. And also, they were the earliest like fans of the game. Like, they're supporters, not fans so much, but I'm sure they say they like it. But like, ultimately, we were like at GDC when we entered this thing, and they were, from that day forward, they kept encouraging us to do all this stuff. They gave us the Rock Band instruments to put in the game. They got the word out there for us. Like, kudos to like Eric Pope, Nick Chester, and all the guys over at Harmonix, because like, they just came to our aid with this game. Like, we don't have a marketing budget. Like, you're saying, like, you know, it's a buzz and everything. It's just a miracle that happened, but to some extent, but it's also because of people like the guys at Harmonix and stuff who stood up and said, you guys got to play this game, which was awesome.
Also, I tweeted about it.
And then Adam, you know, like,
it was all completely
he tried really
him.
Hard to make an impact for us, too, and it was very adorable and amazing to see. And thanks.
I was dancing awesome. Around in the intersection with hashtag art.
Next to the Jesus Lives
face.
Guys outside of the show, protesting GDC. It was, yeah. It's a tough job too.
So I wonder how much it would cost. You know those guys that just spin the signs.
Yeah,
oh, just God, pay a couple a guys spin iDarb signs around Vegas.
That would be awesome. Or CES and then GDC, right? It's like no, the most
you got to get hookers to spin the iDarb signs.
Exactly.
With like, that's a request, because Microsoft's been helping us out a lot with ID at Xbox program stuff like that. I'm sure that's something that email is going to be very easy to write to Microsoft. You know what? Look at your plan here. There's something missing in the marketing plan here.
And it's hookers.
It's
we need
obviously hookers.
Yeah. Oh my!
It's God. Epiphany I had.
Phil Spencer's going to be like, "Do you need cocaine too? I mean, if you're going hookers,
I mean, if they're going to be hookers and blow and cocaine, then that's all right.
Yeah. You can't go one without the other, right? Hookers that, and
that's
blow.
That's what you pay the sign spinners so they're more energetic. Oh
man! Yeah.
Sorry, Microsoft.
But yeah, you need a Rock Band minigame in iDarb. Or just like some kind of hidden,
that'd be amazing to do. We worked on a Rock Band
command.
Game.
It's all 8-bit style too. Like, it's just the lane highway from Rock Band. It's just all iDarb songs. All 8-bit.
That'd be pretty awesome. You're like playing to the credit song.
Has anybody ever made like a homebrew NES Rock Band? I would love to see that.
I don't know. It feels like something
to have
did.
Been done.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone
because
did.
Like any statement that's like, has anybody made this blank blank NES game? It pretty much is like yes.
Yes. Hey, you know how to make NES games.
I do.
Where's the iDarb for NES?
Did you see? We tweeted that.
No, you there, did.
No, I did. Yeah, you.
Can. Oh my God, I'm joking.
So we actually done. Yeah we have a little bit of iDarb on NES.
Oh my God.
So how much would you need to get a legitimate iDarb NES cartridge?
You know what, like if we finish it, if we actually go all the way with this and finish it and use the little multi-tap thing that came with it, remember that like thing for the Super Off-Road game?
Oh yeah,
that was the plan. Like, we could probably get there. It probably wouldn't take much because there's people out there that do that anyway, so it's just give them the ROM and let people buy it on demand, and there you go. Because we did I made an Atari game too that way, Yeah. The stacks with Ernie Klein. I don't know if you guys read the book Ready Player One, but there's a character in there that is a rite of passage. You have to make an Atari game. And so Ernie's a buddy of mine. He's like, I want to make an Atari game, and you seem to know how to do that. So I was like, okay, let's do it. So the same guy I partnered with on this, Kevin Wilson, to do iDARB, we sat down and made like an Atari 2600 game called The Stacks to help promote Ready Player One, which is insane too. It has pedophiles in it.
There you go. Good. That's what you
this yeah. is the audience, like right?
Yeah, it
actually does have pedophiles.
Bringing it right back around.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the market I should be talking to.
I started on a Game Boy Color version of Whoa Dave, and I showed it to some of the guys at work, and they're like, yeah, could it be Nintendo instead? And I'm like,
And no love for Game Boy Color, which, by the way, sold extremely well compared to the NES 2. And so it's second to NES.
Adam, did you want to talk about Whoa Dave at all?
I don't know. I can, sure. I mean,
which, by the way, Dave is in iDARB.
Yes, Whoa Dave is in iDARB.
One of the earliest teams.
WoDARB is in iDARB. WoDARB.
Yeah, WoDARB is in iDARB. Love child.
Yeah. There you go. There's a hash bomb. Yeah, iDave.
Hi, Dave. There we go. Yeah. Oh, I like that. We can have the. Oh, my God.
We're crossing the streams. It's good.
We should talk about this.
Not bad. We can kill Zool with this one.
I could have so I'm working on a new update thing for Whoa Dave, and I don't know how much I'm supposed to talk about it. I didn't get clearance or anything, but there's a thing.
No one's going to hear this.
I'm working on with Jason, who is the creator of Whoa Dave. I'm
minion
to him. Yes. So
I'm just kidding.
No, but it's not that far from the truth. You know, it's his game. I'm just programming it. So I'm working on something. Let's just say it's something. Okay. And that something would probably be really rad as like a hash bomb thing.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So when these guys are away from us, we should.
Yeah. Because we're not spilling.
The people at home who are listening right now are all two of them.
Yeah. Seven. It'll be at least seven.
They know. They know how many.
They understand. They can't jump quick.
Where are you talking when we joined the talk?
I've been on the show before. See, I know that
knows,
it was just
yeah,
my
he
mom
knows the drill.
Their moms.
Adam knows what's up. No, my mom won't listen to this bullshit.
No, come on, let's be honest.
Our friend Zach and Randall.
Like, that was a great show. You did great.
Oh, honey, that was so wonderful how you said the fuck word a bunch. That was adorable.
Does this jacket fit? I bought it 5 times.
Oh, Whoa Dave is, now that I think about it, it's on PlayStation Plus for Vita, and it'll be on PlayStation 4 very soon.
It looks amazing on the Vita.
Yeah.
The Vita screen.
Yeah.
So, like, especially if you had one of the first Vita screens, those colors look awesome on it. And that's the kind of game just shows it all off. It's awesome.
Yeah, totally. I've been, some of the tweets we've been getting is that it's the best version of the game on Vita, which is fantastic because I was working my damn ass off in December, and I was like, I hope it works.
Is Whoa Dave going to end up showing up on other consoles, or is it PlayStation only?
Oh yeah, no, it's on. It's already on 3DS. It's on Steam. I'm working on more consoles for it. I didn't bother to.
So there's a chance it's on Ouya.
Actually,
fuck yeah. You're saying there's a chance.
We made arcade cabinets of Whoa Dave. And that it's actually an Ouya.
That is amazing.
Inside of it.
Oh,
and
my God.
And at some point, we'll probably release it on Ouya. We just haven't sat down and
tested it. Well, hurry up, because it sounds like Target just discontinued it.
Oh, really?
How about Tiger R-Zone?
Yeah, can I get a Tiger R-Zone version?
Man. Whatever the hell that
and
is.
And Virtual Boy.
Yes, Virtual Boy.
Dude.
Virtual Boy would be good.
iDARB on Virtual Boy.
iDARB on Tiger R-Zone because it just rests on your head.
Virtual Boy, or do I got to learn.
So we have Keith Kaiserschott, who's an engineer here at Other Ocean, sitting just outside of the door here, is actually a Virtual Boy engineer and can make anything on Virtual Boy.
I just saw that thing.
Oh, he has that super secret game that we can't talk about, but it's amazing.
Yeah. That's why I didn't say what it was. I was like, that.
These guys would like it too, and it sucks we can't tell you, but it's one of those things where you're like, oh my God, this is on Virtual Boy? Okay, we've done too much. We've said too much.
Oh, my
Lord.
There's
going to
be a new Virtual Boy game.
Virtual Boy 2. Portado. Little Nicky 2 on Virtual Boy.
Little Nicky 2 on Virtual Boy. Jesus Christ.
Confirmed. 2015.
Along with
Rock
Band
4. I'd really love to remake the minigames.
I would love to remake the minigames of Little Nicky on a modern console.
Except for the printer one.
Oh, yeah, there was the printer one. What was that? That was the...
It was Mr. Satan Head, I think. Actually, that was kind of cool.
It was actually skip the printing. Yeah, skip the printing because you can't do it.
Yeah. Or I guess you could use a...
Did it support the Game Boy printer?
Yeah.
There was a Game Boy printer. That's like we were the only developer or third party that probably used it.
Yeah, I think so.
In fact, when we started to use the printer, Nintendo US didn't even know how to use it yet.
Yeah.
Because just figured it out by reverse engineering it. Yeah. So then they asked us how we did it. And we thought they were just trying to like bust us if we did it wrong or something. But then like we gave them all this documentation. They're like, okay, thanks. And then like everything we had written up was given out to developers.
That's so fucking funny.
It was such a weird...
It's like, do our work for us.
Yeah.
But there's like, I'll get it to us really quick. Because like on... Yeah. I know I'm running out of time here. I don't want to leave you. But we're doing this game.
Talk about that. So
Alice in Wonderland for Nintendo.
Yeah.
And like we had this printer support in it, and they're like, okay, well, we have these things that we want you to do. Like, and they sent us over stuff we had to pass certification for the printer. We had to acknowledge these things, like these errors. One of them was like, what if the printer's on fire? Mm-hmm. What if it's in water? What if it's frozen? All these things were like, well, how the hell are you supposed to do that? There's nothing in the documentation that tells us how to detect that. So they sent us out a box of printers. My brother systematically destroyed them all by all these methods to figure out how to just detect if it's on fire or if it's submerged in water. And it turns out there's a thermal printer head on the Game Boy printer. So the thermal printer, it's going across and uses heat to do it, and you can read a temperature from it. So he would put it in the microwave, not microwave, but he'd light it on fire, basically, and look at the data coming until it died. He'd be like, oh, that means it's on fire. And he would put it in water, and it's like, this means it's in water. And so we submitted, and they're like, Nintendo, I think, was just trying to cancel the game. But we kept answering, like, okay, now they're like, there's no way they can do this, so we'll cancel it. And it's like, we come back with, like, now we figured it out, now what do you got? And there's another where it's like, we want 4 layers of parallax scrolling and all this stuff, and we're like, oh, man. And then, like, a week later, figured it out.
Yeah,
I think they're so disappointed that we were actually doing these miracles.
It's a damn good-looking game.
It turned out nice.
Yeah.
And again, thanks to you and everybody else. Too. Like, I think you had a hand in that, didn't you?
Alice, I think that was right before I came in, but...
No, it was after because I stole your per-line color change.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because you told me how to do that.
You must have done most of it when I came in.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, you know, the pickle jar. Like, I probably did most of the... getting it open, and then you just took over him.
Yeah.
But whoa, Dave. Yes, whoa, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, video games.
Whoa, Dave.
Video games. Hookers.
Whoa, Dave. Like I said, I'm working on an update. There will be an update coming before too long. I think I'm allowed to say that. And if not, whatever, they'll fire me.
I dance around it, but fuck it. Is it coming to Xbox? That's what I want to know, because that's what I play.
I don't know. I honestly don't.
And I don't know either, but I'm going to say yes.
Oh, all right.
And I worked for Choice Provision. Adam didn't tell me anything.
Xbox port
is
confirmed.
I have an Xbox One that I want to play it on. So I'm just going to hopefully say yes here and wish for the best.
Well, you know, I mean, if you know
Chris Charlotte,
if you clap your hands and stomp your feet and say wishes are real, who knows? Who knows? It depends on if Chris will... fast track it through QA.
That's how I had Jungle Hunt for Atari, by the way, when I was a little
kid. You said wishes are real?
Yeah, I did, and it came true.
That's fantastic. That's what, see? Well, there you go. There's precedent. It could happen. But
I end up with Jungle Hunt on Xbox One.
Generally speaking, that decision is above my pay grade.
Oh, God. You use that? It's like dumb shit biz dev bingo going on now. Biz dev bingo. It's above my pay grade.
I just turned 7 shades of douche just now.
Yeah.
50 shades of douche.
We need to have you guys on again.
More than I thought.
Yes. That is.
Oh, like, that'll be fun. Assuming that I'm not told by the upper powers that I should never do this again, I'll gladly come back on.
We can come back and talk about Dark Crystal.
Yeah, Dark Crystal will be fun to talk about.
Yeah.
And when your childhood hero said like this will never ship.
Yeah. And he was right.
Oh my god,
so bad.
Now that so bad. That literally leaves us on a cliffhanger because I want to know more about this, but they don't.
Our little crystal slipper, our glass slipper here, has been placed. We're coming back on the show.
We have timed it perfectly. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll be back someday for us to put it back on your foot.
Oh God!
I won't wash until then.
Hippie Adam over here might not be the best idea. Well, you know what? We'll figure it out really soon. I'm glad to come back. This was really fun.
Yeah, this was a great time. I haven't gotten to hang out with
I haven't been
Mike
this drunk
this
in a long time.
Yeah.
We haven't had you on in a long
down
time
so much
either,
shame
Adam.
Before.
So. I'm glad Adam came back on. It's been a long time since we've had him on.
Yeah.
Do you have a more for March update? From last March.
Oh, shit. I think I've played at least two video games since then.
that's progress.
Just Dance.
Yeah,
2010.
Absolutely.
2010.
I've been mostly playing Dragon Quest 3 and 4 on my iPhone.
Nothing nice. Like that warm blanket game that you just go back to. And.
Yeah, I love me my Dragon Quests.
That's awesome.
Obviously.
I'm still waiting for Dragon Fantasy on Xbox with bass fishing.
Yep. Well, I will guarantee you a seagull named Jason in there. Hopefully I'll have
what
time for
me?
A fishing game.
You can't just put Jason sure. the seagull in. I got to be in there too.
Sure, I can do that too.
Sure, whatever. I'll bury you in the code.
I'm not
give a
actually,
fuck. I don't
I'm
know
not
you.
Actually Jason Seagull.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
If you were, we would have more than three listeners.
Still debatable.
You'd have a lot of Muppet fans.
And you'd hang out with Allison
I'm
Hannigan.
A Muppet of a man.
That'd be great if Allison Hannigan came on our show.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
If she does, I'd like to be on that episode.
Everybody would be so buttoned up.
Well, that's a deal.
No. The conversation would not change whatsoever.
Not at all.
No, I don't think she'd let it change.
We've had people that we thought would be respectable on the show. They just immediately come down to our level.
Yep, it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we're going to play iDarb music at the end.
Yes.
Obviously.
Awesome. Not sure what songs. I'm going to play some. I'm playing the main theme music. By the way, you still need to change it so that the characters flashing on the main menu match the beat.
I have that on my to-do list. That came straight from your mouth.
Good.
It's on the to-do list. We're going to try to match that up.
Yes.
I agree. Your OCD has to be...
Yeah,
preserved.
That kind of bothered me too.
It needs to match. It doesn't make sense if it doesn't match. That's
so because strange. We stubbed in another song originally until he got that song done, and then that's what happened. And so it just kind of flipped up into that. So we put the new song in. It wasn't timed to the same beat, and then that happened. So
it happens.
So
All right, so my other podcast is calling.
All right, I gotta get thanks out for being on.
You should answer them on our show.
No, it will crash my Skype. It will end Skype.
Everything crashes.
Well, no, if it's like an actual phone call. All right, so iDarb's coming out February 1st-ish. Woe Dave is out now. Dragon Fantasy Bass Challenge is coming out 2019. Any final words from you guys?
Thanks for having us. Hopefully I don't regret it. And please go out there and tell your all two of your fans there to go out and get iDarb.
Yeah, and to find old copies of Little Nicky.
Yeah, Little Nicky. If you want to play a real game,
yeah,
a man's game, go play Little Nicky.
I'm doing that. I give up. I'm fucking getting Little Nicky.
Oh, I'm finding
a copy. That's happening. Okay. That needs to happen.
I'm finding a copy.
And tell the other podcast we said hi.
Will do. All right, take care, guys.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for coming back on, Adam. Is like cool and stuff.
All right, I'm afraid. So. Okay, there. So you can buy Barbie Magic Genie, Little Nicky, and Tarzan, all three of them, for $8 on eBay right now.
Get them. Do it right now.
I don't have a Game Boy Color.
So
I can get one.
Dude, my birthday's in March.
I can get one. Dude, no, what the funnier thing is, I'm going to see Steve tomorrow, and I'm just going to be like, hey, Steve, do you have any copies of Little Nicky for the Game Boy Color? He's just going to turn me like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You can get it for $4 by itself, but it looks like somebody like vomited on the disc took a picture.
If I'm going the whole distance to get fucking Little Nicky, I want box, manual. I want everything.
$24.
$24, but fuck it. Do it up.
Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to work.
$24 online, but it doesn't actually show you. Oh, wait, hold on.
Because I do want a boxed version of McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure.
Like, I'll put that Little Nicky right next to my box copy of Great Greed for the Game Boy. another game no one knows what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Somebody's selling the box for $24 on eBay. It's pretty much eBay only. There is no acquiring it from a reputable source anymore.
Oh my god. So is there any other news we need to cover this week?
There was something I wanted to talk about.
There's a Nintendo Direct hitting tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Fucking timing. Today's Tuesday. Nintendo Direct is tomorrow. Episode's out on Friday/Monday on Bleeding Cool. So whatever happened, I bet it was cool.
Probably.
Yeah. The rumor is that they're going to announce a new 3DS release date. And the rumor going around is like the 26th of this month.
Fuck off.
Like 2 weeks away.
No way.
Which would be kind of crazy.
Do you think they would do that?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
Fucking known. 24 hours or 48 hours ago, depending on when you're hearing this.
Depending on, space-time continuum.
We're bringing you the most up-to-date news possible before it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Because that's...
But yeah, Rock Band, new songs.
Yeah, sorry I didn't wake up at 4 a.m. to play with you, but...
No, you're not. You're not sorry at all.
But I'm not at all. Yeah.
I couldn't believe, just new Rock Band songs.
Dude, that was so fucking... I got the email.
I know.
I got the email from Harmonix. My phone went off, and I have my Homestar Runner email.
Yeah.
So I hear the sound go off. I look at my phone. I swipe down, and I see Harmonix, and then I see new Rock Band 3 DLC, and I'm just like...
What year
is it?
Shut
the fuck up. and I click on it, and it's just like...
You're
yeah.
like actively pissed off. You're like, shut the fuck up, phone. You're full of shit.
I'm like, don't lie to me.
You're
and then
a
I,
fucking liar.
And then I hit it.
Go
and
home,
just like,
phone. You're drunk.
What the fuck? There's you three songs. Like, holy shit. Like,
you lying son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I like that they did something, just like, hey, guys, we love you.
A lot of people are wondering if this means it's going to be weekly. What's going on? They said it is not weekly, but, quote, they have a couple of things up their sleeve.
I hate when people say that.
I think that by E3 at the latest, we're going to hear Rock Band 4 is coming this fall. That's my guess.
If that happens, the internet's just going to crash.
Maybe.
That would be the thing that breaks the internet.
What surprised me, I watched the Harmonix live stream where they're talking about this, and they were asking how many people still play this. And according to Nick Chester, if I heard it right, monthly, there's still six digits people playing Rock Band monthly.
I'm not surprised.
So hundreds of thousands of people still each month are playing Rock Band.
And that's the people that are logged on.
Yeah.
Playing Rock Band.
That doesn't include all the people who are offline playing customs.
Right. So.
Which is nuts. I mean, the audience is obviously still there. Maybe this is a test to be like, it's been 2 years. How bad do people still want this stuff?
Yep.
Well, it's been 2 years since they were releasing new music. When did Rock Band 3 come out?
4 years ago, something.
4 years,
like that?
Yeah,
well, yeah.
That's staying power.
Yeah, you want to talk about a game that has longevity? Game that came out 4 years ago still has six-digit players registered playing it right now,
monthly.
So Rock Band. So obviously, Rock Band is a lot better than Skate.
Oh,
I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely okay.
I've accepted that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is
if you just
not,
go by numbers.
Rock Band is not better than Little Nicky for the Game Boy.
I don't know that yet. I didn't play it yet.
I'm gonna have to go to my local used game store and just see if they happen to have a copy now.
You need to walk in there and be like, hey, I'm looking for a game. They'd be like, all right, yeah, shoot. And I'm like, Little Nicky for the Game Boy Color. They're just going to go, what the fuck?
You get the fuck out of our store. We don't have time for your bullshit. No, I'm serious.
I need
the fuck out of our store.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
This is the same store that has those Reeboxes, the Earthbound and everything. So I have a feeling they'll just be like, all right, not the weirdest thing I've heard this week.
Oh, the reprint Earthbound?
Yeah, the reprints.
I don't know.
That's going to be the next homebrew game that's in
They're like, honestly, we can make one for you.
I'm not ashamed to really ask for anything now, because I realized when I was going through my games yesterday that I still have that Hannah Montana game for 360 that nice. We never played.
Yeah, we got to do that one day. For Christmas the one year, I bought him and Jacob, a.k.a. Sweatpants. I bought them both the Hannah Montana Xbox 360 game because it was like $1.97 clearance at Kmart, something like that. So that was their gag gift. And then I bought it for myself as well. And I'm like, one of these days, the three of us, we're going to sit down, Xbox Live party, and we're playing the fucking game. Still hasn't happened yet. Pretty sure the game is still on my shelf too, because
I feel like the timing was bad, because if it was the newer version of Hannah Montana, the game might actually be interesting in a fucked up sort of way.
Miley Cyrus's Wrecking
Why
Ball.
Why is the cock balloon floating over me, mommy?
Oh, my Lord.
Any emails? One slight bit of news. It wouldn't be the podcast without me mentioning Diablo at some point.
Yeah, new patch.
So Diablo got a patch today. Not only did it get a patch today on PC, but it got patched the same day on console.
And the funny part is the PC version was down for maintenance.
Yep.
So while the console version got actually worked.
Console technically got it first. Like workable, playable, you know?
Yeah.
So
it was like a 600 meg update for the Xbox One version.
Yep.
A bunch of new stuff added, new treasure goblins.
Yep, new treasure goblins. They optimized greater rifts a little bit more. Legendary items, so it's essentially like you've got items that only drop at certain difficulties, but you also have like there's a random chance that it will drop as a ancient
yeah.
or so, I don't fucking know. It's some kind of better than regular. So it has like boosted stats, and it just makes it like an overpowered version of what that item would normally be. I think it's like ancient or something. I think it might be ancient.
Other news, my hardcore character is still dead, and I still hate life.
I killed Diablo and Malthael. I killed Malthael at level 40.
Was that on hardcore?
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Why didn't you invite me?
Because my character was at level 48.
So?
You would have died.
I have a level 20.
You would have died. Not to mention the fact that it would make it harder for me because I would have to carry your weight.
And everybody knows carrying Joe is no easy feat.
It's true. Trust me. Just to stop hearing you complain about you not getting those achievements, I'm going to power level. Once I get my character to 70 and gear him out, I'll power level you.
I just wanted those achievements so bad. Fucking 56 and he died.
And this is why I don't try.
Go to hell.
Try hard.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Try hard with a vengeance. There was something. I know there was something else that I wanted to talk about, and I can't fucking remember it for the life of me. It's really bothering me.
Well, think about what it was, since we're already, you know, like, the show's over. We did our thing.
So why are we still talking?
What do you mean?
Well, we're still recording, but, like, the show is over. Like, we already did our interview. No one else is listening to us now.
Oh, okay, okay.
What?
So, Joe, what are you playing?
Diablo.
Oh.
I fired up Diablo today. Was playing that a bit. Went to Whimsydale with my level 18 hardcore warrior named Jiggles.
the worst character for you to be playing on hardcore is a barbarian.
See, I looked online. Everyone's like, barbarian is probably the easiest to survive with.
If you know how to play him. Like, most of the things that you're going to find posted of, like, strategies and tips and stuff like that, it's all going to have the assumption that you know exactly how to optimize all of your
gear. And the
forum
thread I went to was, like, easiest hardcore player or character for noobs. Don't worry, I looked for noobs, and they said Witch Doctor and Barbarian are the two easiest to survive with. Because melee characters have, like, a 30%... buff to damage
decrease. However, you have to be standing right next to them. My wizard Not even close to anybody on screen when I'm attacking them. Same thing with a witch doctor. So I feel like you're surviving. Not to mention they have a passive that's essentially a cancel all on hardcore. Like you turn the passive on, it's you hit a certain amount of damage and then it automatically reheals you and you teleport out.
Yeah.
Like that's easy mode.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and then everyone's like, "Yeah, wizards like the hardest to."
They're fucking idiots. You need listen. If
well, then
you
I'll
ever
start a ninth character, it's nothing new.
If you ever have a question about Diablo, you talk to me.
Yes, but you're still like the super hardcore mindset.
Yes, but I could still give you the correct information.
Like this is the one you want, but you have to do the like you have to have it rolled properly, and you have to
No. Because I would know going into it when you ask me these questions, I would take your level of comprehension. You know, into account. So, yes,
I actually stopped listening to you guys.
Huh?
Exactly.
I played some more Dragon Age. I finally did the, what was the one with the, like the dance, the ballroom, and more.
Yeah.
Finally did that one.
The Dance of Thrones.
Yes.
The Dance of Thrones.
Yeah. Did you even attempt to do the listen in to get 40 different fucking secrets?
No.
Yeah. Apparently, there's going the rounds. You can do it in an hour, and I'm like, I'm not running between two points for a fucking hour to listen to people talk.
No, I didn't care because I had my crowd approval at 100, so I figure I didn't need to bother with bullshit like that.
It was, I mean, some of the, you know, quote-unquote achievements in the game are a little ridiculous. Like, if you want 100% that game, it's probably 100-plus hours.
Uh-huh. Which is what they said from the beginning.
Yeah, it's, but, I mean, I don't mind doing all the character quests, but some of those things, find every mosaic tile piece, no.
those I might try doing, but, because I like exploring anyway. Another game I've been playing is called Funk of Titans. I originally thought it was a platforming game, but it's more of an auto runner style game.
So like a Temple Run-ish?
Kind of, but it is stage based.
Okay.
I wasn't too sure about it. I'm kind of bummed that the price went from $9 to $12.50, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. I lucked out because I was chatting with the devs and they hooked me up with a code for it. They're scheduled to be here next week, so that should be pretty cool.
Okay.
So you guys should probably give the game a try.
I'll find out more about it.
Yeah, now that you got it for free and I got to pay $12.50.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Speaking of which,
you send a bitch in bastard.
What's my bank account say anyway?
Well, I could always log into Chris's and he could try it.
Yeah, that's true. I could just steal it from you. I mean, borrow it from you.
Huh, my money seems to have gone away.
Fun.
That's weird.
That sucks.
What did I do with my money?
Considering next week.
That's what I did with my money.
It's Pappy, what are you playing?
I get paid tomorrow, so no worries there. I actually went and got Threes on your recommendation, and it's addictive. And my one goal... My one goal was to beat your high score because you were the only person on the high score list. You're my only friend with it. So I did it after about probably an hour and a half of play.
Nice.
And now I can't beat my high score. I topped you and then I topped me once, and now I'm stuck. 192 is my highest created number so far, and I can't quite get two of them.
Yeah, you're never going to get 1,000 on that game. Never.
It's so much fun though, and it was the first game I ever played. You know, split screen. I played it during the football championships last night when the game got out of hand and not worth watching anymore. I just kind of played Threes in the corner.
Well, you could have been playing Halo with me and Josh.
I could have, but there was football on.
Yeah, and I had football snapped.
Yeah, no, I can't snap and think. That's the great thing about Threes is you don't. Yeah. You don't have to be like super concentration.
Camp.
Truth. I played a little bit of Counter-Strike the other day.
How'd you do?
I did okay. Everybody else is pretty bad. We did find... Now, the one thing about Counter-Strike that you have to take into consideration, especially on PC, is they mod the fuck out of those games. Like, just... There's community servers that are just so out there. And we found a community server that the whole basis of the game was everybody starts in one area, and it's essentially a map that you just have to run away and try and make it to the end. It's a zombie survival map.
So essentially, Jesus.
So you start, everybody starts on the same team. Everybody's all humans. There's probably about like, holy shit, I want to say there was like 50 people in this server, like 50, 55, somewhere on there. So everybody starts running, and then it randomly selects one person to be a zombie. And then that person has to run up, and essentially they just have a knife. So they're running up, and then if you knife someone, they turn into a zombie, and then it just steamrolls. But the maps are ridiculous. The gameplay is hysterical because it's a completely different, like, you go into these community maps, they're completely different games. Like, you take vanilla Counter-Strike, it's like you've got, you know, five people versus five people, squad-based shooter format, and then you go on the community maps and it's like surf map and freaking, you know, hidden object game, and like it's all this crazy
that
shit.
Is, so that is one thing I'll definitely miss being a console guy is there's no mod community, and just some of the stuff I've seen with PC mods are just amazing. Yeah, I remember Josh, who's been on the podcast a couple of times, he used to be big into Counter-Strike and stuff, 17, 18 times.
Something like that.
He used to be big on Counter-Strike, and I remember him telling me, like, one guy got kicked out because they were doing a big Counter-Strike, you know, LAN game. He had a mod where his character was one pixel. And at first people were like, oh, that's pretty funny, but then they're like, no, fuck this guy, seriously. Like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, those mods, I mean, this was in the 90s. Shit.
See, now, this is a thing. Like, they're all secured, like, not hacking mods, where it's like you're trying to play a legitimate, like, gaming experience, and they're, like, making it so that they're cheating. These are just ones where it, like, completely changes the game, and it's a completely new game just using that engine. Like, that another one that we like to play is it's a prison escape, essentially. So you've got one team that is all the wardens, and then you have another team that's all the prisoners. You have to follow whatever it is that the wardens say. Like, it's essentially like a Simon Says kind of thing. But at a certain point, you can attempt to, like, flee and run away. And if you can run away without them noticing you, you can go through the map and try and hide from them, find a gun, and then revolt against the...
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. It's just the amount of stuff that you could do in those games is fucking nuts. So I was playing that a little bit. I played some... I actually played some Call of Duty, like, yesterday, the day before. I did the multiplayer because I was just, like, I was curious. I'm like, after playing Counter-Strike, I'm like, you know, I kind of want to see what the multiplayer is like. I haven't given it a shot yet.
Yeah.
At first, I was kind of like, I didn't know how I felt about the whole... Because now that you have this whole exoskeleton kind of, like, advanced jetpacky thing or whatever they want to fucking call it. When you're playing a multiplayer, you have your sprint, but you also have, like, this boosted dash, and then you have, like, these double jumps and all this other kind of, like, weird stuff that I'm just not used to seeing in a Call of Duty game. And I was just like, okay, so this is different. I wonder how it'll affect my gameplay and, like, how I, you know, think about playing the game. And I'm playing it like I would normally play a Call of Duty game, and then I'm realizing, like, I'm getting housed at first. But then I start realizing, I'm like, wait a minute. In most Call of Duty games, you're pretty much just looking straight forward at all times. Like, you don't really have to think about the depth of the map because, you know, yeah, there's a couple places that might be higher up, but there might be things that are tougher for people to get to normally. Now, because of all these other things where it's easier for you to maneuver and you have these different ranges of motion, you have to be a lot more aware of what's going on around you. And I actually kind of like it. Hmm. Like, I don't really... Like, there's things that I like about it and there's things that I don't like about it. The thing that I do like is that I feel like the game has a little bit more depth to it because you have to be a little bit more aware of your surroundings and there's just kind of more to it in that regard. But at the same time, when I pick up a game like that, I don't think I want that. I think I kind of want to just run around and just see a guy and go, all right, now that, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it needs to be a little bit more simplified for a franchise like that. So I feel like it kind of should have just stayed with Titanfall and they should have just stuck to where, you know, where a quote unquote traditional run and gun type of shooter. So yeah. I don't know, but I'll probably start playing it a little bit more just so that I have a shooter to play that works on multiplayer. Cause I would love to play Halo Online more, to be honest.
Try doing it single player. Cause a lot of people are having more success doing Halo single person online than parties playing online.
Yeah, it's for some reason it's hooking up individuals, but it's having a hard time dragging parties around.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot because honestly, because you know, and I'll say this as the group, you know, we've been off and on hopping into Halo and doing the campaign and some Spartan Ops and stuff like that, and we finished Halo 3 together. And that was the first time that I actually finished a Halo completely other than Reach. And it was cool.
Three more games before ODST comes out.
Well, yeah, but how many of them can you... You can only co-op Halo 4.
You can co-op all of them.
Well, I'm saying four
Halo player. 1 and 2 are two-player, 3 and 4
right,
are
four. Right, that's what I mean. So, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to try and get through them eventually.
Well, if you want to do Halo 1 or 2 with me, I'll do them. I'm doing Halo 2 with Pappy and Halo 1 with Josh.
Yeah.
So I'll double up. I don't give a shit.
My schedule is going to get fucking crazy, so it'll get there. I will work on it at some point, but I really want to completely 100%. I need to make sure that my Sunset Overdrive is 100% done. I'm pretty much there. I have a couple. I think I have like four more weapons that I have to buy and then level them up to 5 and then I'll be done.
So some actual news just kind of hit while you were talking.
Yeah.
Xbox, their February system update is starting to go out to preview members. And included in the February update, you're going to be able to have transparent tiles. So you could see your background better.
Oh, that's cool.
A tile transparency to the home tiles to make your background more visible. And they're adding something called Game Hubs, which new in preview this month. Game Hubs are the go-to centers for all sorts of interesting content around your favorite games. Every Xbox One game will have a Game Hub where you can see which of your friends are playing the game, compete in game leaderboards, check out the coolest clips and broadcasts, follow game VIPs and top players. So it seems like they're trying to make it more social for each game. So you can go to a game hub, see if your friends are playing, who's been playing it, compare stats and everything else, look at game clips.
That's cool. I like that idea.
And then some TV updates, but it looks like those are more overseas stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear anything about Netflix parties in there, so I don't care.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily up to Microsoft.
Yeah, that's probably
more. Or ever going to happen ever.
Nah, yeah. I don't think so.
Plus, Forza 6 was announced.
I was just going to say Forza 6 was announced. I didn't watch the trailer yet. I will say that...
I bet it looks like Forza.
I bet you it does. I've been getting so much more hyped about waiting for Smite to come out.
I don't know much about it. It's just a MOBA.
It's a MOBA.
That's all I know.
I've been seeing some game... Because the championships were like this past weekend, I think. And they were showing like Xbox One gameplay and like what they're doing with it. And I tell you what, man. I'm so much more interested in this game than I ever was at League of Legends. Because... And the thing that's interesting about it, too, is like League of Legends, where how big that game is and how much money that that company fucking makes, their championship, the winner's got $1 million, which is great. That's fucking, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Smite, which is a so much lower, quote unquote, like in popularity.
Yeah.
1.75. So I'm like,
yeah, I heard Dota's got a pretty big
Dota's is
as well.
Fucking stupid. It's like 16 million
and
or something.
League
retarded.
Is like so much further down,
which is insane. But with the popularity of those titles, like I'm so much more interested in Smite because I feel like a console version of something that stuff of this nature would go over huge. It looks great. It's affordable. You still get that same amount of gameplay, but all of the things are skill shot based as opposed to just like auto attacking. Which that was the one thing I fucking hated in League of Legends more than anything. So I'm really, really interested in it. I can't wait for it. I signed up for the beta. Hope I don't know. I think beta codes are going to start coming out next month or something like that. No. So
they haven't given much info on time at all.
No, not much on time.
Just
it's going to be this year.
Yeah,
it's going to be this year at some point. So, but I'm definitely really, really interested in it. Any emails?
Unfortunately, no emails this week, which means we still don't have any new entries in our movie contest.
That's right, we got to. I'll pimp that this week. We got to get a couple.
Yeah, you work on a site about movies. How about you fucking whore that out over there?
Well, I got to get permission from my editor for that.
That's true. Just sneak it in your reviews.
Yeah, if you want to see a better movie, here, make it yourself.
Yeah. But again, to remind people who may not have heard our other shows and are only here for Mike and Adam this week, we are doing a contest where you send us an email at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com and you give us a synopsis of a movie video or a video game movie based on a game that doesn't really have a story, like how Tetris is getting a video game.
Yes. So you need to essentially like, you know, like
Pong,
Q-Bert. Like there's a character. Yeah. That's a basis. You can, you know, I'll accept that. There's no storyline behind Q-Bert as far as I'm concerned.
Oh my God, Rez, stop messaging me. I'm trying to do a goddamn podcast.
Wow. Even when he's not on the show, we still have to tell him to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Rez.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's that whole Magfest is here. It's the only time of the year where he rouses himself from his slumber.
He says, what do you think about setting a time and getting all the attending lumberjacks together in one place and record a little audio something at Mag 13? I can get quality recording hardware, too.
You mean that panel that we were supposed to get?
Yeah, no shit.
God damn it.
I don't know. I think we've gone on long enough. We're over 2 hours.
Yes. This is well enough.
Pappy, are you playing anything?
I already talked about this.
I didn't know if he's only mentioned threes. I didn't know if there was anything else.
That's all I've played.
That's all he was playing.
Yeah, more Dragon Age, but I mean, I beat that game into the ground. I don't need to talk about it anymore.
All right, so iDarb, February, Woe Dave.
You now. Darb. We Darb. Everybody
send us,
Darbs.
Send us your contest entries at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com or just email us and say hi.
Hi.
Shut up. Shut the.
Just no.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm doing.
Love you.
Shut the.
I'm doing final words this week.
Music from iDarb.
I'm doing final words. Do you know what the final? Do you know what the final word for this week is going to be?
Jam Remix.
Go!
Are you ready?
Sometimes day and night, and often instead of spending time with their families, they tried to ensure that the gameplay was really tight. So think before you comment, please don't send that tweet. Rage upon the forums, or take it to the streets. These people do have feelings, just like you and me. And if you treat them with kindness, they might port this to PC.
But not Mac and Linux, because there's just no market. Sorry.
Despite all their efforts, you might find some bugs. They try the best, but sometimes it's just not enough. Please don't go online and start attacking. Sometimes you'll find things are so much better with hugs. Think before you comment, your words can really hurt. You can make a YouTube playthrough, and they might send you a shirt. These people do have feelings. And yes, they cry. Don't send them threatening emails. You can stop it if you try.